You're watching The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch live right now at band.video.
Welcome back, folks. It is The American Journal. My name is Harrison Smith. Infowars.com, band.video. It is the 28th of December, the year 2020. Thank you so much for joining us. I'm going to go ahead and open up the phone lines right off the bat because I haven't even given out the number yet and people are already calling. So that means people have something to say. The number to dial, 1-877-789-2539, 1-877-789-2539. And like always, I'll talk about some of the big news of the day, but we'll be guided mostly by your phone calls. Once again, this is the type of program that you couldn't do if you were the Young Turks or even CNN or MSNBC or any of these other controlled corporate outlets. They don't want you pointing out inconsistencies in their reporting. They don't want you pointing out the absurdities that they are attempting to peddle. We don't have that concern here. We want to hear from you. We have no, we have perfect confidence in everything that we report and don't feel concerned that some lie of ours will be exposed by a caller. If we're mistaken in something, if you have a differing opinion than us, we welcome your input and maybe you can help us get closer to the truth. After all, that is all that we're trying to achieve. So we welcome your phone calls about any and all topics, especially about the big news of the day, which is, of course, this coronavirus bill that Trump has signed, the $2.3 trillion coronavirus bill. We have the Nashville bombing that occurred on Christmas morning. We have a new study coming out saying there has never been asymptomatic COVID spread. Not once. 10 million Chinese involved in this study. And then, of course, here at WesternJournal.com, I guess, came out with this piece. Bill Gates' savior complex spirals out of control, funds sun-dimming plan to save the human race. This came out yesterday and started spreading around a lot. A popular Twitter account called Disclose.tv tweeted this out, and suddenly everybody was very concerned about the fact that Bill Gates is literally Mr. Burns from The Simpsons. He's trying to block out the sun. A little frustrating, as so often we encounter here at InfoWars, something we've been trying to, we've been screaming from the mountaintops for years, suddenly gets on everybody's radar and everybody's suddenly very concerned about it. It's great. I'm glad the people are aware of this now. It's just a little bittersweet knowing that we've been trying to tell you about this for years and years and years. And nobody has listened. And yeah, I brought receipts. I have the videos. In fact, I have a video from August 2019 of Alex Jones explaining all of this. And actually back then, sort of complaining that we've been talking about this for years and nobody seems to care or notice. Truly incredible stuff. In fact, I'm going to go ahead and go to that video now because once again, this has been spread around quite a bit. I guess it's from this Western Journal article. I'm not sure what the actual ignition point was, but yesterday this story spread like wildfire. Bill Gates' savior complex spirals out of control, funds sun-dimming plan to save the human race. Yes, he's going to save the human race by blocking out the sun. They say Bill Gates is now best known as a philanthropist. There's that lovely word. What type of philanthropy are you involved in? Oh, I'm blocking out the sun. Yeah, I'm a real philanthropist. I'm blocking out the sun. I'm funding transgender clinics, and I'm giving tainted vaccines to Africans in an attempt to slow their growth rate and bring down the population of the earth. I'm a philanthropist after all. He's trying to save us from ourselves, he says. Now apparently he wants to save us from the sun. Well, this is not a news story. If you've been an info warrior for very long, you've known this has been going on. In fact, we have videos from John Brennan in 2016 talking about this. So 4 years ago, I myself did a video on this with Greg Reese. Found it yesterday on BitChute called Bill Gates is literally a supervillain, laying out his innumerable villainous plots that he is involved in that, I mean, actually literally sound like it's literally Mr. Burns from The Simpsons. It's literally Dr. Doom. I mean, these are supervillain level programs that are being run on the people of the world. I was going to say American people, but it's the people of the world really that are being subjected to this technocratic nightmare that we are now being slowly but surely forced into. Let's go to video number one. This is Alex Jones. This video is from August 6th, 2019. Just once again showing you that our phrase here, our little motto, InfoWars, tomorrow's news today, is very accurate. And in fact, InfoWars, next year's news today, as you see here, August 2019, Alex Jones exposing Bill Gates and the chemtrails.
They've come out in the Smithsonian Institute and admitted that they're chemtrailing. They say, well, one thing is to put barium salts, aluminum dioxide in the jet fuel so jetliners can help protect the Earth even while they add carbon to it. Oh, that's the Nobel Prize, 1992, went global in 1996. But everybody's a kook, talks about chemtrails. But, oh, it's all true, all admitted, Smithsonian. Oh, and Bill Gates is running it. I told you Bill Gates was running it 20 years ago. I specifically said Bill Gates is the chief science officer of the New World Order. John P. Holdren is his deputy. He was chief science officer for Obama. Bill Gates is the chief science officer. He runs the whole damn thing. By the way, he's got some vaccines he wants you to take, and you're not going to be worried about stuff anymore. Nanoviruses that destroy parts of the brain associated with higher consciousness that can be registered and read by a computer. Bill Gates doesn't want you to have that. What a nice person. Very nice. He'll carry out the mission. Those gleaming eyes of a total predator. And when he goes and gives little Africans their polio shots, he goes, all the photos of his dads with the kids in foreign countries hugging them. Concealed in his fortress, the eye sees all, pierces even flesh, an eye wreathed in flame. You know of which I speak. When I come back, I'm going to get into their psychic manipulation going on right now.
It really is incredible. Super villainy in the flesh. There is Bill Gates, as Alex Jones puts it, the chief science officer of the New World Order, that they're now openly coming out and admitting is their plan after all. And again, the important thing to understand here is that there is no depth to their villainy. There's nothing you can say about these people that is too extreme. They're literally trying to block out the sun. They're literally trying to mandate vaccines, and they are. And we'll get into that as well. Travel insurers likely to make vaccine a requirement. Journalists hounded after pointing out that only the old and sick die from COVID-19. Football fans in Europe refused entry without a negative COVID test. So be prepared to not be able to participate in regular life if you are not willing to take their experimental and untested vaccines. And we'll get into that as well. People coming out and saying, what's the impact of the vaccine on fertility? Well, we're not really sure, but the experts recommend you freeze your sperm before taking the vaccine, and just to be safe. I mean, it's mind blowing that not only are these people out there committing this type of nefarious activity, involved in these secretive cabals that are working to manipulate our very environment, control the weather, control you, control the way people think, but that even reporting on this or talking about this is tantamount to being an enemy of the state. How dare you ask questions about what we're involved in? How dare you question our ability to block out the sun for your own good? It beggars belief, except there it is in front of you in black and white, and they admit it. We'll go to your phone calls immediately as soon as we get back. We're going to start talking about this Nashville explosion. We've got some callers with some alternative theories to the official story. We'll hear what they are and discuss it all on the other side. It's the American Journal, InfoWars.com.
Mountain Patriot in Colorado, thank you for holding.
How you doing, Alex?
Man, I'm just working as hard as I can. We're in such a critical time, brother. How are you?
I love you, man. I want to make a quick plug. That DNA Force, I love it. I've been using it quite a while, and I just went, looked at the ingredients again the other day, and I see that it contains quercetin, which, according to some published studies that Dr. Merkula has cited, is an ionophore similar to hydroxychloroquine, and it helps channel the zinc into the cells. So people might want to take a look at that.
All I know is with DNA Force, we went out and looked at these high-end products that they sell through doctor clinics that aren't prescription, but the doctor sells for like $300 a bottle, because there's a lot of expensive product in them. It's really only cost them like $50. And so we basically cloned two different top brands together, and that's what produced this. So thanks for the plug.
The Pope came out yesterday and announced a global government corporate alliance to redistribute wealth and create a planetary universal income, which, of course, the United Nations and global corporations will control through the apps on your phone and finally a chip under your skin. It's all now completely official, part of the UN Great Reset of the Davos Group and Klaus Schwab, all officially written about in hundreds of books by Schwab and Rockefeller Foundation, all the rest of them, Agenda 21, Agenda 2030, it's here. And only gets worse, like being fed into a wood chipper or a meat grinder, until you reject it all. And the rejection starts with realizing it's a spiritual battle, good versus evil, and stopping abortion. We must start valuing human life again. We must start saying that we are not expendable, that we are not disposable, that we are essential. Until we do that, we are all slaves. We must stand up and declare our basic God-given human rights now.
We here at InfoWars are proud to announce the first ever Kava Kava root supplement that is now available at InfoWarsStore.com. Kava is one of the hottest new breakthroughs in the natural health world today, though it has been used for hundreds of years in the Pacific Islands for its relaxation and euphoric effects. According to ancient Samoan legend, Kava was given as a gift by the sun god Tagaloa, who they considered to be the supreme ruler and creator of the universe. The Samoan people would drink kava tea during social gatherings and sacred ceremonies to loosen up a little. Nowadays, kava is used around the world by many who enjoy its serious benefits. The new Kava Chill by Dr. Jones Naturals contains a full blend of not only kava kava, but other herbs including, but not limited to, German chamomile, organic skullcap, and valerian root. We do expect to sell this new product quickly, so be sure to secure yours by visiting InfoWarsStore.com.
The Resistance.video. The Resistance.video. The Resistance.video. The Resistance.video. The Resistance.video. The Resistance.video. InfoWars.com. NewsWars.com. Band.video and hundreds of other URLs we've launched have been banned. That's why every month we launch a new URL before they ban it. But Soros and Bill Gates and the globalists are on our tail. But the new website is theresistance.video. Theresistance.video. They're trying to block us because the truth is powerful and can defeat them. So the new URL that links right to band.video and all of our videos and all of our documentaries and all the special reports and all the suppressed information is at theresistance.video. Share the link. Theresistance.video. Theresistance.video.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
Welcome back, folks. It's American Journal here on InfoWars.com. December 28th, year 2020. Just a few days ago on Christmas, Nashville, that historic city, the downtown area, known for its live music, beautiful buildings, absolutely devastated by this explosion. The headline from InfoWars.com, Nashville suicide bomber Anthony Quinn Warner is a perfect example of the hopelessness that pervades our society. And it talks about who this guy was that they're saying committed this bombing. They say the speculation in this article is that perhaps he targeted the AT&T building because that's where his father once worked. I want to read this segment here because I think it's interesting. Even if the official story doesn't turn out to be true, this is still something to consider. Quoting once again from this article, Infowars.com, he says, quote, "We will probably find out more in the coming days, but the truth is there are countless others out there just like Anthony Quinn Warner. For those who are considering suicide, our society offers them absolutely nothing to live for. Instead, all our society has to offer is more shiny new products to buy, more mindless entertainment to consume, and more years of enslavement to the corporate machine that dominates our entire system. As children, we're taught that we came from nothing, we'll return to nothing when we die. In between, we're told to enjoy the endless hamster wheel that the elites have created for us as much as we can. That isn't living. At best, that is existing." This, of course, is on the assumption that this guy basically just blew himself up as suicide. Now, this picture, to me, looks an awful lot like a mugshot. I'm not sure where they got this picture from. It's not exactly the most flattering picture, not the type of thing you'd want to put on your profile picture. It looks more like a mugshot. I don't know. Was he arrested for something? And who is this guy? And why would he devastate the town of Nashville in that way? Of course, we know that Christmas is a popular time for suicides. It's when people can feel most alone. And of course, they're not being helped by the fact that we are now all but legally barred from seeing our friends and family. But the official story, as we know, should not be accepted right off the bat. And we have Scott from Idaho, who's called in with an alternative theory as to what may have happened in Nashville. And it's one I've heard going around the internet quite a bit. I haven't looked too much into it myself, so I'm glad you called in, Scott. Scott from Idaho. You're on the air. What is your theory about what occurred in Nashville on Christmas?
Okay, this is on BitChute, there's an HD version of the Nashville explosion, clearly showing the RV. Now, the blast that happened right behind that white car that was about a third of the way up the block. And then there's other videos on BitChute and Before It's News and whatnot that show a missile stream, a contrail coming in right before the explosion. Now you watch that HD version real carefully. You'll see that explosion happened right behind that white car. And after it cleared, you could clearly see the RV was still there intact. Now, here's the reason why. That AT&T building was also an NSA spy hub. It had a lot of stored tapes to store information, data, and whatnot. Now, an EMP missile coming in and impacting like that, it didn't blow up the ground. There was no impact crater. It was a light, small missile. But it would have taken out all the electronics in that building and destroyed any evidence that would have been there. And I firmly believe that the deep state was in on this.
So you don't think it was a bomb at all within the RV? You think it was actually a missile being fired sort of coinciding with this or around or near this RV? I mean, it would make sense that, you know, essentially what they're saying is the only reason they suspect this guy, Warner, is because they found his DNA. He was dead in the RV. But I don't see any, I mean, there's not much suggesting that he had motive to do this. He obviously had some strange behavior where he's giving houses away to somebody that he's never met. There's a lot of weirdness in this story. But how do you explain the speaker announcing that an explosion would soon be happening and telling people to vacate the area? To me, that means there had to be something on the ground there, a speaker system announcing this stuff. That, to me, doesn't coincide with the missile theory, because the missile theory says that there wasn't anything on the ground. It would have come from a spy plane or even a satellite, perhaps. But what do you think about that, Scott? The fact that there was this announcement that we have on video, announcement saying an explosion would soon be taking place. To me, that gives credence to the idea that there was a system on the ground that was at least putting audio out, if not actually involved in the explosion. How does that comport with your theory, Scott?
There were witnesses from the building before that heard gunshots.
Right.
Now, there is a video up on BitChute that you could hear those gunshots. They were very loud. And I'm hearing that there was a possibility of a white hat versus black hat confrontation in the AT&T building, which they were right next door to. And I believe possibly there was a confrontation in that building. And that's where the gunshots come from. And then that audio of a warning, I don't know if that came from the van. The van could have been placed there by the government, by someone in the government. FBI is notorious for this kind of crap.
Right, and I think that sort of gets to the heart of this whole issue is that, in a way, it's almost like our media and our system, our entire establishment, so often almost mocks us for believing them, right? I mean, you'll have this stuff where they're on one hand, they're saying, Bill Gates is trying to block out the sun. Isn't that wonderful? And then in the next day, they're writing a story saying, what are these crazy conspiracy theories about Bill Gates trying to block out the sun? We don't trust the FBI. We don't trust the FBI as far as we can throw them, right? I don't trust that we're ever going to get the truth from this. It's up to us to try to do the research, to try to understand what went on here, because just because the FBI is there investigating, to me, that means we're farther away from discovering what the truth is than ever before, because here come the people to cover it up and to spin whatever narrative that they want to say. So, I think speculation is perfectly warranted in this. I think there's still not too much information and there still needs to be digging done. But at the end of the day, Scott, it's really about the fact that it's up to us as Americans to try to figure out what went on, because the only thing that can happen once the FBI shows up is the evidence disappears. Wouldn't you say that's right?
That's 100% correct. And I know where Bill Gates' hidey hole is here in Idaho, up in Ketchum. I built a place right across the street from his place, and that's where he goes to hide, is up there in Ketchum.
As Alex Jones put it, his mountain hideaway. Yeah.
Down off of Bitterroot Way. Ketchum. I know right where it's at.
Very, very interesting stuff. Well, thank you so much for the call, Scott. God bless. Please keep digging. Let us know if you find anything else. A lot of strangeness surrounding this so-called RV bomber. People saying that you can see this RV in the Google Earth images or the Street View images. You can actually see this RV outside of the house that was registered to this guy. But people pointing out might not be the same RV. There's little details that are different between the RV you see at the house and what supposedly exploded in Nashville. So we'll keep digging and asking questions. We'll be right back.
It's not a secret why in leftist-controlled cities all over the world, not just the U.S., they encourage people to live in tent cities as homeless and to use drugs and alcohol and engage in petty crime. It's because the globalists admit under Agenda 21, Agenda 2030, and of course the Great Reset, they want to lower expectations. They don't want you to think of having sanitary systems everywhere. They don't want you to think of a civilization that gets better. They want you to think of civilization that gets progressively worse. The globalists fly around in private jets. They have huge private estates. They are separate from us. Their children go to private tutors. They admit this. And now they want us locked down, telecommunicating with each other so that we are not actually out physically building a pro-human infrastructure. The infrastructure that's left under 5G is going to control robot autonomous cars and trucks. This is all their admitted plan. The public's finally listening because the plan is no longer in beta. It's gone operational. It's a post-human future. You better find out about it right now.
The best product, I'm not supposed to be biased, but I'm going to tell you all now, if you haven't tried TurboForce, you need to try it. I've tried TurboForce with everything. Sometimes, I went a little bit crazy. I put TurboForce in my coffee. That was a crazy week. I don't remember sleeping, but as far as the products go, TurboForce is my favorite, and all the InfoWars products are down to taking control of your life, taking control of your health, and not relying on other people to do it for you. Nobody wakes up in the morning and thinks, I'm going to give that person over there a better life. I'm going to wake up today. You know what? I'm going to spend my entire day trying to make that guy over there healthier, happier, and richer. I'm going to make sure he gets a Ferrari and a girlfriend. I don't think that happens very often. It's never happened to me. I've never had anyone knock on my door and said, Tate, you're such a good guy. How can I improve your life in every single way? There's only one person who woke up and thought that, and that was me. I woke up and thought, you know what? Okay, I want to take control of my life. I want to take control of my health. And that's why you need to go to InfoWars.com, take control of your health right now, and support the resistance. Don't buy into the groupthink. Don't drink the Kool-Aid, drink the Turbo Force. Kool-Aid's bad and the Turbo Force is good.
You must guard your humanity you must guard your children's humanity. You must guard the very genetic code of the planet. The globalists have set themselves up as the guardians of this world. But they are the ones that are overriding every genetic system and poisoning the planet. They are the ones that are now engaged in genetic takeover of every human on Earth through the GMO crops. And now they've moved on to their main target, humanity, with the mRNA vaccines, which are not vaccines. They are recombinant DNA from aborted, cloned fetuses who are then inserted into your genome to take over your body's systems. Go read the actual inserts for the mRNA vaccines, and then remember, you've been warned. This is the equivalent of an alien takeover. Whether it's interdimensional, whether it's little green men, the globalists are acting like another species that's overtaking us and overriding us. It's all the same in the end. Christmas 2020 is here, but will soon be gone. But I want to encourage all of you to recommit the year 2020, and I'm talking to myself when I say this, to exercise and to treat our bodies better and to take high-quality supplements along with a nutritious diet. We got back in stock just a few days ago a big shipment of Winter Sun, the highest quality vitamin D3 you're going to find, also with vitamin K. These are essential vitamins for your immune system. And with everything going on in the world, it's important for all of us to protect ourselves. It's for children, it's for women, it's for men, it's for young, it's for old, it's for everybody. It's Winter Sun, sold out for almost 3 months, now back in stock, 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com because I want everyone to get it. Vitamin D3 is in high demand because people are learning how important it is. This is the highest quality you're going to find out there. InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're watching The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch live right now at band.video.
Welcome back, folks. It is The American Journal. My name is Harrison Smith. You're watching us either on InfoWars.com, band.video, perhaps one of the restreams. Put up our loyal Info Warriors on Twitter. Of course, shout out to Zero Foxtrot, who was a powerful repeater station, powerful weapon arrayed against the enemy, helping to get this information out there. He was axed by Twitter recently, and I feel bad because I would talk to him almost every single day about the news that came out. Now I don't even know how to contact him. So Zero Foxtrot, if you're out there, get a new Twitter account and DM me because we need your help to spread this information. And we need everybody's help to spread this information to get this type of show off the ground. Of course, the phone lines are still full, and I'll go out to your calls in just a moment. And this is a unique experiment here at InfoWars. I want to remind you, by the way, InfoWars is a small business. We aren't backed by some multinational conglomerate. We don't have billions of dollars pouring into our coffer from corporate interests to demand that we cover things a certain way. We are funded solely and completely by the American people, by the InfoWarriors out there, by people like you going to InfoWarsStore.com. And as far as I understand it, the Christmas Super Sale is still going on. Christmas is over, but perhaps the marketing team is still on an hungover from the eggnog and haven't updated the sales yet. So take advantage of our laxity here and go get some of these sales while they're still up to 60% off with the Christmas Super Sale still going on. So maybe you got some cash for the holidays. What a better, you know, what better way to spend it than going to InfoWarsStore.com. Of course, 50% off the Winter Sun Plus. That is one of my new favorite products because it gets you that vitamin D you so desperately need. Take care of yourself and help us promote the truth and good living here at InfoWars.com by going to InfoWarsStore.com. Now, I was a little lax in that last segment. I kept the caller on for a while because I love the speculation, getting into the details about the Nashville bombing. But from now on, I'm going to try to keep the phone calls to about 2 minutes apiece because I want to get everybody in here. We want to get what you think as quickly as possible. Say your piece, then we'll move on to the next caller so we can get as many people as possible. And if you want to call in, the number is 1-877-789-2539. Let's go now to who's been waiting the longest. Let's go to Michael in Texas, talking about resources for fighting the COVID lockdown. Thank you for calling in, Michael. You're on the air.
Hey, Harrison. It's great to talk to you. I just want to talk about, you know, whoever ends up in the White House in the next month, for the sake of America, the church and the church-going Christians in America need to wake up. And something that's concerned me is that I have seen a lot of articles that are, I believe, written by social engineers on Christian websites trying to get churches and Christians to go along with the mask mandates and the worship restrictions. And, you know, I believe that that's wrong. And I have created a website. It's Ezekiel337.com with some resources to fight back against that. One of them is a letter that I sent to my pastor. And, you know, people can take that, share it, personalize it. But it talks about, you know, a lot of this this misinformation that's going on. And, you know, it is the time for Christians to start disobeying the state in regards to these mandates.
I completely agree. I completely agree. Could not agree more. I think it's kind of absurd that churches are not more involved in this type of stuff, that they aren't standing up and telling their parishioners, telling their followers, hey, we're in a battle for the soul of America right now. I mean, people just, they don't realize what's coming down the pipe. Apparently, they aren't seeing the warning signs. I mean, you have Netflix over the weekend putting out, you know, Instagram photos that just say, they just say, pray Satan. They just say, pray Satan, like that. This is the cultural war that we're trying to win here. This is, our enemies are literal Satanists. They're attempting to destroy everything good and attempting to prevent us from worshiping God. I mean, this is as real as it gets. And the fact that churches are not more involved is really upsetting. And I also see a lot of conflict between churches. It's like Catholics are yelling at Orthodox and Orthodox. It's like, we're all on the same team, guys. In the same way that you Americans of all shapes, colors, creeds, stripes, they all need to come together and realize that America is under attack. In the same way, the churches need to come together and realize that it's Christianity itself that's under attack, and you're only serving the purpose of our enemies when you divide amongst each other. I think that's very smart, Michael. Give us that name of that website once again, where you have, I guess it's a form letter that you can sort of change to fit your particular situation, but it's something that you might want to send to your church leaders to make them aware that what's being done is anti-Christian, anti-Christ, and needs to be stood up against, because it's the same way the Christians stood up against the Romans in the first century. I mean, this is what happens. Tell us that website once again, sir.
Yeah, it's Ezekiel337.com. And it's, you know, I just put a blog up there. I only have a couple posts now, but I'm going to continue to put more. But one of those is a letter to a local pastor that people can share, or they can copy it and edit it, you know, to, you know, personalize it. But I think it needs to be shared and sent, because the church needs to wake up.
Absolutely. Thank you so much, sir. I hope that works, because, my God, that's what we need right now more than anything, I swear. Let's go to another call here about COVID-19 and the oncoming mark of the beast. We have Ben in South Carolina who wants to ask about the vaccine. In fact, you called in with the question, will you get the vaccine? The answer is no, Ben. I will not be getting the vaccine. But thank you for calling in. Sir, you are on the air.
Hey, how you doing?
Doing quite well, sir. Thank you.
I love you. Love the Alex Jones show, Owen Troyer. I'm a big info warrior. I've been about the winter sun. But there's Operation Warp Speed. Mm-hmm. If they're handing out the virus with Trump's administration, and you said you're not getting the vaccine, that, do you think Trump's administration would have something to do with, like how you said, how Alex Jones said about the fertility rate and everything with the vaccine?
Well, my speculation is that, you know, once again, we're sort of in a damned if you do, damned if you don't situation, where they're already blaming Trump on all of the deaths of COVID-19. They're literally talking about prosecuting him for those deaths as a murderer, basically saying that because he was president, he's responsible for all the deaths of COVID-19. And so he obviously has to do something to try to fight back. Vaccine is where everybody goes. I mean, he's serving the establishment in that situation. I think my personal prediction is that maybe a year or two from now, it'll come out, oh yeah, this does have terrible side effects. People that did take it were infertile, many of them. It drastically affects fertility. And then they'll point to Operation Warp Speed and go, look at how he got around all of the FDA approval systems. And they'll blame him for whatever the consequences of the vaccine are. So I really think they set Trump up on this one. I don't think he was as careful as he should have been. And I think they're perfectly fine, letting an unsafe vaccine out, because they know once the truth comes out, it'll be Donald Trump who everybody blames. That's my theory. That's my prediction. God, I hope I'm wrong. What do you think about that, Ben?
I know it's crazy how it's always, no matter what it is, it's somehow his fault. There was a virus started in another country, and it spread across the world. And then he's getting blamed for everything. So
I know.
I just don't understand.
It really is absurd. And I know a lot of Trump supporters really dislike the way that he's folding over and supporting this idea of the vaccine. But you have to understand what's the other option. He says there will be no vaccine. We'll never have a vaccine. And then they're able to say, well, it was Trump's fault. You never got the vaccine. I mean, again, damned if you do, damned if you don't. That's just the phrase of the day, I guess. When we get back on the other side of this commercial break, I'm going to show a video of a woman standing up for the truth, standing up against the mask mandates, standing up against her fellow Americans, demanding that she submit to just absolutely insane measures that are being forced on us by the American people, by the American government. And she does a great job of standing up. I mean, this is the perfect example of how you fight back. She doesn't get mad. She doesn't get loud. She just lays down the facts and says, I'm not going to convince any of you people. You're all zombies. You're all dumb. So I'm not going to convince you, but I am going to tell you the reason why I'm not going to wear the mask and why I think this is all a scam in order to enslave us. She lays it out perfectly clear. We'll show that video on the other side. People are waking up, folks. Have faith.
We are witnessing a perfect dichotomy of psychological warfare. The United Nations, the big corporations, the globalists, big tech and big pharma are all pushing the COVID's the most deadly thing in history, even though statistically it's a very weak flu or cold. But if you are deficient, then you can actually die from it. That's why you see somebody dying inside the nursing homes. Meanwhile, all these top scientists and researchers and former Pfizer head medical officers have come out and said that the COVID-19 vaccine, especially the mRNA ones, are basically bioweapons and are super deadly. And now they're having to resuscitate people that die, basically, when they take it. Just like newborn babies, they give vaccines. They have to resuscitate them all the time, or a lot of times they just let them die. And that's on the record, it does that. Guillain-Barré, narcolepsy, cancer, all these other diseases. But they tell you, safe and effective. No one's getting hurt. It's a conspiracy theory. And then all the fine print says can kill you absolutely deadly. So they run from something that isn't dangerous towards something that is incredibly dangerous. Because the media says it's safe, they do it.
Where the hell did this water come from?
We can't survive without pure, clean drinking water. So make sure that it's always available to you with the Alexa Pure Water Filtration System. This gravity-fed system filters through all the toxins and gets straight to clean, healthy, great-tasting water. Yummy in my tummy. Bring the purest, most refreshing water to your home by ordering the Alexa Pure Water Filtration System today from InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWarsStore.com.
Other systems just don't compare.
Winter Sun has been sold out for months. It's now back in stock. It's the highest quality vitamin D3 you're going to find anywhere. You take it under the tongue for maximum absorption, or just put it in your mouth and drink it down. It's absolutely an essential vitamin, meaning if you don't have it and you have a deficiency from it, you will die. The system doesn't want you to know this, and they don't want you to know that they've lowered the allowance of what they claim you need every day to a level that makes you very, very sickly and easy to control. But now we have Winter Sun with vitamin D3 and vitamin K that helps it upload better and is also excellent for your immune system at InfoWarsStore.com. Sold out for months. I'm still going to sell it at 50% off because everyone needs it. Get it for yourself. Get it for your husband, your wife, your children, your neighbors, especially folks that work indoors and don't get any sun. It's absolutely critical.
article to get your Winter Sun, now available again at InfoWarsStore.com. Again, Winter Sun at InfoWarsStore.com is back in stock.
Merry Christmas!
Webster's Dictionary has a very simple definition of terrorism. Other dictionaries have similar ones. Terrorism is the threat of force or actually carrying out force for a political or financial reason. It's basically scaring the hell out of people until you submit to them. And that's exactly what all this overblown COVID-19 garbage is. You see the headlines from CNN, ABC News. Doctors say it's worse than they ever thought. COVID more devastating than they could ever imagine. They told us that 2.5 million people would be dead just 8 months ago within 3 months. Okay? It's 250,000 if you count all of the people that died of other things. We're talking 96% had comorbidity. These are real numbers. These are real facts. This is the Chicken Little event where we all run in our houses, never come out, and are taught we're not essential, while the big box stores and Amazon take over the planet. Rebuke it. Stand up against it. This is slavery. It is not something you can put up with and survive.
Infowars.com is tomorrow's news today.
People are waking up in America and all over the world as more and more absurdities are piled on one another, more and more restrictions, more and more laws, stuff that we've seen coming for so long now being rolled out, but regular American people are finally, it seems, starting to look around and notice what's going on and trying to stand up against it. Folks, we have to stand up now. Once these situations get into place, they will be there forever. Does anybody here expect the TSA to go away anytime soon? Does anyone here expect the Patriot Act to be rolled back anytime soon? Weren't we just going into Iraq and Afghanistan for a quick little round of democracy bringing, and then we'd be home by dinner time? Of course, all of this stuff is meant to be perpetual. It's all meant to build upon one another to keep us totally enslaved eventually. And we know that the way they'll do it is not through the normal organs of the state. The legislature decides something and the executive has to approve it and then it goes to the Supreme. No, no, none of that will happen. It'll all be done through corporations. It'll all be done through other means of enforcement, alternative means of enforcement. So we'll go to some of these examples of where we're hearing about this. But first, I want to go to this video and then to your phone calls. This is an anti-mask hero. And again, she just handles herself beautifully. She brings up facts that these people don't know. She stands up in the face of this manufactured hatred of her for refusing to go along with the nonsensical dictates of a tyrannical government. And she's a true hero. So here it is. You can find this video at band.videoinfowars.com. Anti-mask hero woman makes a stand at Target.
There's like 36 people with COVID in the ICU. Whenever there's a flu, there's only 2 or 3 patients at a time in the ICU. So literally the entire hospital is COVID patients. Mm-hmm. This has never happened.
I'm not saying COVID's not real. I'm just saying I'm not sick. Well, I'm not sick, and asymptomatic spread has been shown to be a myth. So why am I going to be treated like a sick person? Do you know that there have been fewer deaths overall in 2019 than there were in 2018? Look it up. Fewer deaths overall. All they've done is recategorize all the deaths. This is not what they're telling us it is. It's a lie. This is a lie, I'm telling you. It's a lie. And everyone's buying it. And it'll go on and on and on as long as they feed us this lie and we comply with it. And I'm done. Tonight, I reached a breaking point. I'm done. I know I'm not reaching anyone here.
Everybody's unhappy.
I don't care. I'm not putting that on my face. I'm not going to. I'm a healthy person. I'm not crazy. This is like psychosis. For everyone to put all this stuff on their face when they're healthy is insanity. It's absolute insanity. Go ahead. They can't arrest me because there's no law. No, I'm a healthy person. I don't need to wear masks. I would love to see what happens. Honestly, I'm moving tomorrow.
I picked you out a long time ago, and you're refusing after I'm offering you
Epsom salts and corkscrew. But I'm really curious to see how are they going to arrest me for a law that doesn't exist.
Epsom salts and a corkscrew, and you're willing to risk people's lives.
I'm not risking anyone's lives because I'm healthy.
How do we know that you're healthy?
I'm fine. Look, of me.
Do you understand
that asymptomatic spread is not a thing? They've already shown there is no asymptomatic spread. There's no asymptomatic spread. I don't have symptoms. I'm fine. I'm not a carrier of disease. This is what I'm saying. They're treating us like we're diseased. You just said, how is it treating you like your disease? But then
wearing
you're telling
a mask
me how do you
is
know?
Not an imposition to be careful with other people's
no,
health.
It's not just the mask.
This
it's
is the epicenter of
it's the
country.
It's the lockdowns. It's everything. I'm not doing it anymore. I'm done.
You're moving tomorrow, right? So you're going to be...
I hope so. And in here hears me and feels empowered.
Yeah, that video is frankly terrifying to me. I mean, it literally is like a scene from some dystopian thing. She's just like, I'm not crazy. I'm not the crazy one here. And it's just people just coming up being like, here's a mask for you. And she's like, I'm not wearing it. They're like, then I'm calling the cops. And she's like, fine, call the cops. Like, it's just literally manufacturing zombie people. And she brings up a couple points. She brings up the fact there is no asymptomatic spread. Now, this has been known for a little while. This is yet another one of these things that we hear over and over. It comes out. CDC says asymptomatic spread is very prevalent. We must lock down everything. We locked down everything 6 months later. It's like, oh, wait, never mind. There was no asymptomatic spread. We were completely wrong about that. I mean, it happens over and over and over again. I can show you examples of the CDC saying don't wear masks, saying you should not wear masks, do not wear masks. And, of course, the height of irony is that you have a woman with a face shield with a mask saying she's going to call the cops on the other person wearing the mask below her nose, not a face shield that does nothing. I mean, it's this symbolic crap that just means nothing, does nothing. And this woman who is standing up against it has all the facts on her side. Here's the story from nationalfile.com. A new study of 10 million Chinese finds asymptomatic COVID spread never existed. Never existed, does not exist, meaning if you don't have symptoms, you aren't carrying the disease, you cannot spread the disease. Out of nearly 10 million people in the study, results revealed 300 asymptomatic cases were found. Utilizing contact tracing, of those 300, not a single case of COVID-19 was detected in any of them. A total of 1,174 close contacts of asymptomatic positive cases were traced, and they all tested negative for COVID-19, the study concluded. No asymptomatic spread. Don't you trust the science? Don't we trust science? Aren't you trusting science? But here is the real concern. It doesn't stop at masks. In the same way that these zombified psychopaths will try to terrorize their fellow American citizens for not wearing the mask, saying, it's easy to wear the mask. Just wear the mask. People on social media being like, oh, what is it? Is it patriotic to ignore the mask mandates? Does God hate masks? Like saying this stuff sarcastically. And it's like, yeah, actually. Yeah, standing up against a tyrannical government is actually patriotic. Refusing to submit to this anti-human agenda that is literally performative. I mean, what you're seeing here on the screen, if you're a television viewer, a woman with a mesh mask that does absolutely nothing to prevent the disease, that still counts as a mask. Because it's not about stopping the disease, it's about performing. It's about a symbolic gesture of submission, saying I'm willing to believe your crap. And I mean, it's literally 1984, literally in May and in, you know, February and March, you had people that were actually concerned about the virus wearing masks and being told you're a racist. You're scared of you're sinophobic. You're scared of Chinese people. So you're wearing the mask because you're a racist. The CDC says not to wear a mask, you idiot. Don't you trust science? And then like a week later, it's like, you have to wear the mask, and I'm going to call the cops if you don't. And they see no irony in this. They're able to incorporate these thoughts, this cognitive dissonance, seamlessly into their lives. It's utterly absurd, but of course it doesn't stop the masks. Travel insurers likely to make vaccination a requirement. You have football fans, soccer fans in the UK being refused entry without a COVID negative test. We already have Ticketmaster saying they will have some sort of, you know, health code violation, right? Like Hippocratic Oath violation. You have to tell us your medical history in order to buy tickets. So they aren't going to mandate the vaccines. They're just going to use corporations to pressure you into it. You just won't be able to be involved in normal life without it. It's utterly absurd. Let's go out now to your phone calls. Let's go to Mondo Shawan in Wisconsin. Wants to talk about COVID numbers. You have 2 minutes, Mondo. What do you have about these numbers?
Hi, Harrison. Real quick, I'd like to make a recommendation for a product. Have you ever heard of Mugwort? M-U-G-W-O-R-T?
I've heard of it, yes.
I think you guys should sell a Mugwort product because it's really good for astral projection. And I know Alex Jones is really good at that.
Very cool. We'll look into that, but we don't have much time, Mondo. What do you want to talk about these COVID numbers? You have some suspicions about them, I understand.
Yeah, I looked around into the numbers. I know you're really good in numbers, like the mathematician Owen. Can you look into me for numbers of coronavirus deaths in comparison to religion? I'm getting numbers about 80% to 70% Christian. Not death rate, but actual death. I couldn't find them in the U.S., but in U.K. and Wales through the ONS, I found through springtime, through March, you know, and up to May. And it was about 26,888 Christians. And they do take into account people who don't believe in religion into the chart. So I thought it was very interesting.
And you're saying that Christians are more likely to have it or to die from it?
I'm saying Christians are vastly, I'm thinking that Christians are dying, are accounting for about 80% to 70% of the dead, maybe even possibly in the U.S. here.
Wow. Yeah, I have not looked into that, and that's very interesting. Interesting angle to take on it. We'll have to look into that. Maybe some other callers will have some more information about that. What I do know is that the projected number of deaths for 2020 will be significantly less than the number of deaths we experienced in 2019. So it's one of those crazy pandemics that actually lowers the death rate. That's what we're involved in now. And of course, that's what the lady at Target was talking about. Lower deaths this year than last year. They've just reallocated some of those deaths and called them COVID-19 when they probably didn't have anything to do with it.
It's not a secret why in leftist-controlled cities all over the world, not just the U.S., they encourage people to live in tent cities as homeless and to use drugs and alcohol and engage in petty crime. It's because the globalists admit under Agenda 21, Agenda 2030, of course, the Great Reset, they want to lower expectations. They don't want you to think of having sanitary systems everywhere. They don't want you to think of a civilization that gets better. They want you to think of civilization that gets progressively worse. The globalists fly around in private jets. They have huge private estates. They are separate from us. Their children go to private tutors. They admit this. And now they want us locked down, telecommunicating with each other, so that we are not actually out physically building a pro-human infrastructure. The infrastructure that's left under 5G is meant to control robot autonomous cars and trucks. This is all their admitted plan. The public's finally listening because the plan is no longer in beta. It's gone operational. It's a post-human future. You better find out about it right now.
The year 2021 is almost here. And so we're launching our New Year's specials right now. We've got two different big sales. We've got Super Male Vitality, Turbo Force, and Ultra 12, part of the New Year's Resolution Energize Pack, 40% off. And we've got Bodies, Vaso Beats, and Knockout, part of the New Year's Resolution Revitalize Pack at 40% off. But if you get both of these packs together, they are 60% off with free shipping and double Patriot points, the best deal ever. I want to thank you all for your support and encourage you to go to InfoWarsStore.com today and take advantage of this. And you can't lose because it funds the InfoWar. Again, get the great products at InfoWarsStore.com and fund the second American Revolution worldwide at a time that is more critical than ever. Again, the year 2021 is here, and I am committed to you to fight against the globalists harder than ever. So thank you so much for keeping InfoWars in the fight. Without your support, we couldn't do any of it.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're listening to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Folks, we are 1 week and 2 days away from January 6th, the all-important day. Of course, massive MAGA rally in Washington, D.C. that day. That will be the day that the votes will be counted. We have basically a pretty distinct division now between patriots and traitors, people that for the sake of keeping things calm and clean. We're going to allow our election to be stolen, and people who are bucking the system and standing up against election fraud and actually attempting to get some sort of clarity in this matter. We have this clip from Sidney Powell when she's talking about exactly what Trump needs to do. I'll play this clip and we'll be back with your calls in just a moment. Here is Sidney Powell saying that Trump needs to set up a task force immediately to secure the election machines. We're getting down to the wire, folks. So something must be done soon or else we lose it all. Here is Sidney Powell telling us what we can do to fix it.
What do you want him to do right now?
The president right now could do anything within his emergency powers under all the federal statutes, acts, and executive orders to do whatever he thinks should be done
now,
to
I
protect
read those.
Our republic.
What is it that he should
do? And secure this election.
Something specific. Give him some advice.
Okay. I would encourage the president to issue findings pursuant to the executive order of everything that's documented as an election interference, and to stand up a task force immediately with instructions to secure the voting machines in at least 10 different major areas across the country, not just Dominion machines, but others, not just blue counties, but some red ones, and to have a formal cyber analysis and computer analysis done of those to tell us what algorithm, if any, was run on them and whether those machines did the accurate count or not.
So you want the federal government to seize the voting machines and make sure that they're audited, basically.
I want them to secure them and conduct a full forensic audit of all the entire system, the server, the tabulator, all parts of the system. Anything that was connected to the internet the night of the election broke the law, broke the chain of custody of the voting information, and frankly, every vote on any system that was either connected to the internet or had a thumb drive uploaded to it the night before the election, all those results are invalid because the law requires the system to be secured for a certain amount of time before and after the election so that nothing can be changed
laws.
In it. I believe it's federal law.
Special White House counsel.
Ah. So in other words, a special appointment to Cipollone's office.
Yes, to serve inside the White House. But that has not come to pass.
Interesting. And has that not come to pass because the voices on your side of the ledger were shouted down on Friday? Or has it not come to pass because the president kind of said, okay, fine, we won't do it?
It has not come to pass because it seems that it was blocked after Friday night. Or undone, or I'm not sure.
Someone threw sand
it.
In the gears?
Something like that.
What I've been told is that you've tried to deliver some sort of a document to the Oval Office in which the president would formalize his appointment of you to whatever it was, and that the White House Chief of Staff is blocking you from delivering it. Is that true?
What I've really been trying to get to the president is evidence of the foreign interference in the election, particularly by China and Iran, mm-hmm. of which there is substantial documentation. And frankly, I've been blocked from speaking to or communicating with the president since I left the Oval Office on Friday night by apparently everyone around him, whether it be inside counsel, outside counsel, White House staff, or whatever. So I have not spoken to the president since I left on Friday night.
We are being betrayed and subverted at every level of our government. The American people are being screwed over and blocked out of their own system that no longer represents them. It's infuriating and it has to end. We'll take your phone calls in 1 minute.
The post-industrial world. That's what George Herbert Walker Bush signed on to at the Rio de Janeiro Agenda 21 conference back in 1992. Now they've launched Agenda 2030, which is a post-industrial world. Klaus Schwab of the Davos Group, Trudeau, the Prime Minister of Canada, they're all on record saying the Great Reset is Agenda 2030. Well, you might want to find out what Agenda 2030 is. It is the destruction of society as we know it. It is making the population poor by design so we can be controlled with a medical technocracy over you and your family. They are destroying civilization, rebuild it in their dystopic image. We are fighting this at InfoWars.com and NewsWars.com. We are fighting for a pro-human future, and we need you to get the facts, to research it and share it with others, and join the fight. God bless you. Visit us, spread the word at InfoWars.com.
You're tuned in to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
The American Republic has never faced a greater peril, and we are a little more than 1 week away from what could be a death knell of the American experiment, a nail in the coffin, the final nail in the coffin of liberty and freedom on Earth. I mean, if America falls, what else is there? And if we don't do something to stop the traitorous activities, the seditious activities of those in power, we have nothing left. Let's go immediately out to your phone calls. John in Virginia, thank you so much for calling, and thank you for holding, sir. John, you're on the air. Oh, we got some connection issues. John, do you read me?
Oh, yeah. Sorry about that.
That's all right. You're on the air.
Hey, so first of all, thank you for taking my call. But one of the things that I think is something to watch for if Joe Biden gets inaugurated next month is what will happen with social media. Because, I mean, I don't really think Joe Biden is going to do anything on that front, especially since he didn't really seem to talk about, you know, the future of, like, censorship and Section 230. And, I mean, I don't even think he really did any interviews with conservative outlets. I mean, I don't count Chris Wallace because we saw what he did in the Democrat debate. But I feel like Trump could have done a little bit more on that front with censorship as well. But I think that's one of the things that I'm going to be looking forward to seeing what's going to happen in the next term.
Yeah, I mean, I think if anything that Biden would do, he would do something to increase censorship. He would do something to greater empower big tech companies in order to limit the free speech of Americans. I definitely don't think he's going to do anything to roll that back. You say that you think Trump, you know, could have done a little bit more. I think he could have done a lot more. I think he probably would have won the election by a landslide, you know, uncontestable. Even if they did cheat, I think he would have overwhelmed all of their systems if he had done something about big tech censorship and had allowed his side to simply promote the truth. I mean, we saw what happened with Hunter Biden and Facebook coming out and saying, well, we don't have anything to contradict this story, but we're still going to censor it anyway. And we're going to delete the New York Post Twitter account until they genuflect and bow to us and apologize for promoting this story. And then as soon as the election's over, everybody starts reporting on it going, a story that didn't seem to get much traction before the election. I mean, it's a farce. It's all a total farce. It's complete censorship. Right now, one of the main stories on Twitter and everywhere else is the story of Zheng Zhan, who was a Chinese whistleblower who attempted to, or a citizen journalist, I should say, who attempted to get information out about coronavirus, who's now been jailed in China and faces 4 years of probably forced labor in that country. And, of course, everybody here is acting outraged about this. We actually are outraged about this. But the people that are in charge, people that work at big tech companies, they're not only in bed with China right now lobbying the American government to cease oversight, preventing them from using slave labor in China. And they're engaged completely in censorship here on the American soil. So total hypocrisy for them to complain about censorship in China when that's exactly the road that they're leading us down. I don't think Biden is going to do anything about social media except perhaps empower them even farther to restrict the rights of the American people. We have that to look forward to. Thank you for the call, John. Let's go now to Mike in Florida. He wants to talk about the COVID-19 vaccine. Thanks for calling in, Mike. You're on the air.
Harrison, good morning.
Good morning.
Appreciate all you guys do. 2 minutes, I'd like to just offer some advice and things. I called the other day, but here we are. First of all, I think Patrick Byrne needs to take Alex in or a recording where Alex lays it all out, what's going on. The vaccine has to stop. They have to stop this. He doesn't know. He was duped. You're right on, Harrison. You're very inquisitive. You know everything. You've got it down to the T. He has to be stopped. That's the first thing. The second thing, people need to go to D.C. and go there. He's going to Georgia to try to help them win the Senate race. But besides that, we have to occupy D.C. The military can't get that vaccine. They're systematically getting this thing out. He was duped, just like you said. You're right on it, Harrison. He was duped. We have to stop it. They're systematically killing off not only Americans, but they're going to go for the military. This is their soft way of creating war without actually firing a shot. Let's get this thing started. He needs good people around him. He needs Patrick Byrne in there. They need to get rid of Meadows and the pencil neck lawyers. He needs to get good people around him. Keep Flynn in there. Keep Byrne in there. Keep Pechenik around him. All these people need to have his ear constantly. And he's got to get rid of the people that stop. Sidney Powell's a freaking patriot. This is ridiculous. She needs to be able to get in there, and they need to start planning, not with pencil neck lawyers, but with people that are going to help save this country right now. That's all I got to say.
Yeah, very good points, Mike. Thank you so much for the call. It's almost impossible to just wrap your mind around what is going on these days and the sheer number of threats that we face. Obviously, the vaccine is a primary one. The theft of our election, of course, compounds everything. And as you point out, you know, we say it here all the time. No one is coming to save us. This idea of like trust the plan, just sit back and relax and allow it to unfold. Not going to happen. Not a good strategy to take, even if it's true. Like you just have to weigh the consequences. Either it's true, you don't do anything, and it all turns out great. Well, congratulations, that worked out fine. Or it's false, you don't do anything, and well, you could have done something and prevented it, but instead you did nothing, and everything collapses anyway. Or it's true, and you do something, and you've just added to the ability of the people, the white hats or whoever it is behind the scenes working on stuff. It's a lose-lose situation to just trust the people at the top and not do anything and trust they have your best interest in mind. They're going to screw you over every single time. We have innumerable instances of this exact thing occurring. Nobody is going to save you. That being said, Donald Trump is perhaps the only person in the only position in the world that could actually exercise his power and actually seemingly has the will and foresight to do that. Everyone surrounding him is a traitor. Everyone he tries to appoint to positions to take care of stuff stabs him in the back. I mean, God, what we have less, you know, a little over a week for Durham to come out with his report. I mean, all of these people, we know they're seditious. We know what they've done. We know the crimes that they've committed. We know the way that they've perverted our system. We know that they have been involved systematically for decades in dismantling the American system and subverting it at every possible pass. This cannot be allowed to continue. And it's not up to Donald Trump. It's not up to the Supreme Court. It's not up to the state legislatures even. It's up to us. If we allow this to go on, if we allow this to continue, if we allow these traitors and seditious elements to take over and subvert our entire government, that's on us. And it's up to us to stop it. But of course, you point out the danger of this vaccine. I want to go to this video here. Heartbreaking video. It's called Nurse Gets Bell's Palsy from COVID-19. Her name is Kalila Mitchell. She's a registered nurse from Nashville, Tennessee. She's talking about what she suffered in the aftermath of getting this injection of COVID-19. Let's go to her testimony now and you tell me if you want to get the vaccine after this.
Hi, I am a registered nurse in Nashville, Tennessee, and my name is Kalila Mitchell. I'm reaching out to everyone about the COVID-19 vaccination. I recently took the COVID-19 vaccination. After the shot, I felt fine, but within 3 days, I went to the doctor because I had problems with my face. The whole left side of my face, actually. I have Bell palsy now. And as you can see, I can't smile. I'm trying to smile. I'm just kind of embarrassing for it. But I just want everyone to know that I think this vaccination is the worst thing ever. And I would not give this to anybody, even my worst enemy. Please,
America. They do not care about us. Do not take this vaccination.
Horrifying, horrifying stuff. That nurse developed Bell's palsy after getting the vaccine.
The resistance.video. The resistance.video. The resistance.video. The resistance.video. The resistance.video. The resistance.video. Infowars.com. Newswars.com. Band.video. And hundreds of other URLs we've launched have been banned. That's why every month we launch a new URL before they ban it. But Soros and Bill Gates and the globalists are on our tail. But the new website is theresistance.video, theresistance.video. They're trying to block us because the truth is powerful and can defeat them. So the new URL that links right to band.video and all of our videos and all of our documentaries and all the special reports and all the suppressed information is at theresistance.video. Share the link, theresistance.video, theresistance.video.
All of the experts agree that getting proper sleep is the cornerstone of good health. It has been proven that a poor sleep schedule is linked with numerous health problems, including weight gain, memory issues, mood changes, poor concentration, and even a weakened immune system. Introducing Rocket Rest, the new product from our Dr. Jones Naturals line at InfoWarsStore.com. The new Rocket Rest formula is loaded with the best natural ingredients to help not only improve your quality of sleep, but help you wake up feeling refreshed. Many competitors' sleep formulas focus only on getting you to sleep, but Rocket Rest was specifically formulated to help you feel rested and ready to take on the next day. It uses a unique quick-release capsule system to ensure fast delivery of deep sleep support ingredients like melatonin and magnesium. Rocket Rest helps you fall asleep fast, stay asleep, and wake up feeling rested. So get the new Rocket Rest formula from Dr. Jones Naturals right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Imagine a dystopic novel or a dystopic science fiction movie where if you've had a cold, you can be locked up in your home, you can be taken away, you can be forcibly inoculated with drugs that masquerade as vaccines that actually change your very DNA. Well, that's where we are in the year 2020. Global government, the United Nations, all these authoritarian groups admit they're doing it. They even admit that they're doing it for power and control. And that they're not even worried about COVID-19. That's what Klaus Schwab and others have said. Think about how insane that is. Oh, and big tech's got to track you. They've got to trace you. They've got to control you. You've got to have apps leave your house. Why? You got to have secret police come disappear you because, my God, this thing has 0.1% chance of killing you if you're debilitated and have cancer or a heart attack. This is their takeover. Imagine on America's death certificate, killed by the fear of the common cold. Yeah, that's fear-mongering. That's mind control.
Mountain Patriot in Colorado. Thank you for holding.
How you doing, Alex?
Man, I'm just working as hard as I can. We're in such a critical time, brother. How are you?
I love you, man. I want to make a quick plug. That DNA Force, I love it. I've been using it quite a while, and I just went, looked at the ingredients again the other day, and I see that it contains quercetin, which, according to some published studies that Dr. Merkula has cited, is an ionophore similar to hydroxychloroquine, and it helps channel the zinc into the cells. So people might want to take a look at that.
All I know is with DNA Force, we went out and looked at these high-end products that they sell through doctor clinics that aren't prescription, but the doctors sell for like $300 a bottle because there's a lot of expensive product in them. It's really only cost them like $50. And so we basically cloned two different top brands together, and that's what produced this. So thanks for the plug.
Infowars.com is tomorrow's news today.
Welcome back, folks, to American Journal. I will remind you, this is brought to you by InfowarsStore.com. Go there today. Take advantage of the Christmas sale that's still ongoing, up to 60% off every one of our products. Winter Sun, that great vitamin D product, is 50% off. Boost your immune system. Help yourself to stay as healthy as possible with any of our great supplements. most especially that winter sun that's so important here in the winter months where you may be getting less of the actual sun, which of course develops vitamin D in your body. Replace that missing natural element with another natural gift, Winter Sun Plus. It's the Ultra Vitamin D3 at InfoWarsStore.com. 97% five-star review. That is an incredible amount of reviews from a third-party site. Really, really incredible stuff. Everybody I've talked to that has tried this has been very happy with it, including myself. I take a dropper full every single day as instructed on the bottle, and I'm feeling great. So it has my personal endorsement, if that means anything to you. And if nothing else, you at least support this information getting out in a program like this where we go to your calls in each and every segment to hear what the American people think, not just what we up here behind the desk want to dictate to you. It's all about this back and forth. This is what made InfoWars what it is, what made Alex Jones what he is, and what has allowed me to take this position and hopefully do the service that it requires. So with that prelude, we go out again to your phone calls. Robert in California has been waiting on the line, and I appreciate you holding, Robert. Thanks for calling in. You have a personal experience with Kamala Harris. I'm sure it was a lovely one. I'm sure she's just a beautiful person in person. This her goodness exudes from her, doesn't it? Can you hear the sarcasm in my voice? Thanks for calling in, Robert. You're on the air.
I think your audience will be shocked, even though in this specific that my brother has been, I'm in California. So if you recall, Kamala Harris was Attorney General of California.
Yep.
So my brother, who has a very high intelligence but has slight autism, was placed in a group home, placed on dangerous psychotropic drugs that has damaged his health severely, causing him seizures, allegedly abused, and all this so forth. And nevertheless, when Kamala Harris was Attorney General, she not only under the auspices of Attorney General, which represents the California Department of Developmental Services, so they spend $50,000 a month to keep my brother locked in this group home. And when she was Attorney General, she opposed the conservatorship, removed the conservatorship from the family and placed him in the group home and separated the family. And his health has deteriorated severely. 2019, he was in critical condition from a flu. And this comes down to your point where we're supposed to roll over and trust the government. They're going to take care of us and give us this vaccine. Whereas this situation is like, is an example under her her name is on my brother's conservatorship case. So I plan to continue exposing this because this is an extreme abuse of government authority to continue to psychotropically abuse, to cover up abuse and so forth, give him very bad quality food. So like you sell supplements. This is very important, and doctors know that that's important. But no, they don't want to focus on that. They want to focus on giving you some type of quick fix.
Keeping you medical comatose so you just don't cause problems. Now, I can understand the government has sort of a difficult case when you have somebody who's an adult who can't take care of themselves and you have to put them in some sort of conservatorship. But here's a guy who has a family that's willing and able to take care of him, and they're not letting that happen.
Actually, my brother had very good grades in middle school. He got a black belt in Taekwondo. He's very much normal like everybody else, but the government decided that, oh, we're going to take advantage because he has autism, slight autism, but he went to school. I mean, he and me, we're both the same level intellectually, just a little bit more introvert, and they took advantage of that and placed him in this group home, which he doesn't need to be in. And you can even Google my last name, T-S-E-G-L-I-N, is the last name, Nate Seglin. So probate is a conservatorship case. So this is something I plan to continue exposing, and I hope the people will continue fighting this because Kamala Harris is second now in line to the presidency if Mr. Biden takes over, and she anytime might take over. So I want people to know and continue to resist this because it's very negative what's going on with the government trying to take control and what they're capable of doing. The horror of what my brother is continuing to go through is what they're capable of doing.
Yeah, it's absolutely tragic. A story you wouldn't expect to hear here, maybe sound more in place in Soviet Russia in the 30s. You know, you can kind of understand that. But government is government. The same the world over. Give them power and they will abuse it however they please. Kamala Harris is a total swamp rat, total creature of the system. Got her start as the girlfriend of the governor of California and has wormed her way up to the highest echelons of power, regardless of what the people think. I mean, she wasn't even in the top like 10 of presidential primary candidates in the Democratic Party. And yet she is picked to be placed there in the vice presidency. It's a complete, this is the takeover. This is the takeover by the deep state, completely usurping the will of the American people. I'm not a Democrat. I don't like any of those trash bags up on stage, but I'm still mad that my Democratic American brothers and sisters aren't able to actually choose who they want to represent them because of the machinations of the deep state. It's pervasive and it's everywhere and everybody is suffering because of this. Man, God bless you, Robert. I hope you keep fighting and get your brother out of what sounds truly hellish there in California, conservatorship, where he's being imprisoned against his will because of slight autism. That's incredibly tragic to hear, but not exactly a surprise when you have the government with this unlimited power. This is exactly the type of stuff that they like to carry out. Really incredible stuff. Let's go quickly to Diane in Michigan. Wants to talk about what Trump maybe can do on this stimulus bill or perhaps what he's already done. Diane, you got 1 minute. If you need to say more, we can hold you over. But what do you got for me? Diane in Michigan, you're on the air.
Hi, yeah. I just wanted to say that Lynn Wood tweeted at 10:54 p.m. last night a statement from the president on from the White House that he is basically citing the Impoundment Control Act of 1974 when he signed the COVID package. And basically it's saying here, if you go to Lynn Wood's Twitter and you can find it there, and you can find the statement from the president, and it's all listed out. But basically what it is I will sign the omnibus on COVID package with a strong message that makes clear to Congress that wasteful items need to be removed. I will send back to Congress a rewind version, item by item, accompanied by the formal rescission request to Congress insisting that both those funds be removed from this bill. So, and then there's much more that it says. And it also mentions repealing Section 230. So it's definitely something to look at. That, you know, this needs to be cited when talking about the president signing that bill, that it's not just as straightforward as the bill as is, that he's citing this Impoundment Control Act of 1974, and it specifically states what that act says, and he quotes from it, that, you know, certain items, when he signs the bill, can be removed upon his discretion.
Okay, so he's actually changing the bill as he's signing it. We'll look at more into this announcement from the White House on the other side of this commercial break.
This message is not for our regular listeners who are informed and understand about the value of essential vitamins and minerals, meaning if you don't have them, you die long term. It's for new listeners. The power structure works around the clock to try to debilitate you and try to make you sickling. Please research, because this is life and death. Vitamins that are essential and minerals that are essential. Just type that into a search engine. You will see the top universities, CDC, all of them telling you this. But you won't see this on the nightly news because they don't want you at the big pharma companies to understand how to protect yourself to a great extent from what's going on in the world on a routine basis. We now have back in stock Winter Sun, the highest quality vitamin D3 with vitamin K for your body's immune system, back in stock, sold out for months. It is essential, it is vital, and it is 50% off, so you have no excuse but to get it for yourself and your family. Winter Sun, back in stock, 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com.
Anybody listening to my voice can simply search engine the term Davos Group, Technocracy, or Technocrats. You will get Klaus Schwab and Jean-Claude Juncker and all the New World Order globalists like Xi Jinping saying that they no longer want elected leaders over governments, that they want businessmen, technocrats over it. And that's who Klaus Schwab is. You might want to look into the guy that says they've launched the COVID-19 lockdowns to bankrupt you and make you poor. You might want to find out who this supervillain is. But you see, he believes, because he's hidden it in plain view,
and you're not speaking out against it, then he has a right to do it to you. You might want to find out who he works for. He works directly for Prince Charles. He developed, since the 80s, the plan for global sustainability. That means worldwide neo-feudalism, in his own words. So you might want to find out how he talks about using vaccines to sterilize you before you take those shots. You might just want to find out who this villain is. All right. Fox has betrayed President Trump, as I predicted they would. They've always been part of the establishment, and it's only going to get worse. If they're able to keep Trump from rightfully taking office for a second term on January 20th, the system is going to drop the hammer harder than ever on this republic. They are going to explode gas prices. They are going to shut down our coal power plants. They're going to cut off the energy source to the U.S., so it's impossible for factories to move back here. This is economic domination. This is economic war. We are being consolidated. We are being taken over. The Democrats aren't mismanaging their blue cities and states. They're consolidating power and control to bankrupt the population and bring them absolutely to heel and then consolidate ownership of all the infrastructure and property. This is a monopolistic takeover. That's what the Great Reset is. Klaus Schwab and these other criminals admit it. That's what social distancing is. So your business is only at 25% for several more years. No small businesses will be there. This is a master plan. Say no.
InfoWarsStore.com.
Just in time for Christmas, one of our best sellers, sold out for months, is now back in stock, Living Defense. Now, ladies and gentlemen, this is a next-level probiotic. It's not a bacteria that breeds in your gut. It's a whole bunch of known herbalist ingredients that are organic, that are documented historically to do amazing things for the health of your gut. What is in Living Defense? Back in stock, the ultimate stocking stuffer, the ultimate thing to put under the Christmas tree this year, and a great New Year's resolution as well. It's got the grapefruit seed extract. It's got the grape seed extract. It's got organic black walnut leaf and stem. Then the regular black walnut when it's green from the whole. Organic olive leaf, organic neem leaf, organic ginger root, and so much more. We're really proud of this formula. It's groundbreaking. It's been sold out for months. Back in stock. Natural defense at InfoWarsStore.com. Makes a great stocking stuffer. Makes a great present. Makes a great present to yourself and your family. And it funds the InfoWar. So get your Living Defense now. 50% off with free shipping at InfoWarsStore.com for Christmas and the New Year.
InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're tuned in to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
This is our new call-in show, American Journal, here. My name is Harrison Smith, InfoWars.com, InfoWarsStore.com is where you go to support us. And this show is all about hearing from you, the American people. And I thank you so much for calling in and giving us your thoughts. We'll go right out to your phone calls. Johnny in Denmark wants to talk about the Overton window. You called in last week to talk about this as well, Johnny. What do you got for me today? You're on the air, sir.
Great. Thanks. Last week, just for those who didn't hear, I was talking about the Overton window for Trump being the re-inaugurated president, serving as president from 2021 to 25. And just briefly about that before I get to the next one. Just taking a good, sober, high-level look at it, he's got all the facts, all the laws on all levels, including the Constitution, particularly the 12th and 14th Amendments, the U.S. Code, and the Insurrection and Patriot Act. He's got an almost unbelievably set of legal dream teams, including Rudy Giuliani, Lynn Woods, Sid Powell, Joe DiGenova, Pam Bondi, Dr. Xi. Even though he's not a lawyer, he achieved a historic legal victory in Massachusetts.
Sure.
And Kelly McEnany, not just a great White House press secretary, but actually a top legal student, graduated from Harvard Law. He also has Executive Order 13,848, which shows that he anticipated with basically surgical precision what was going to happen, as he told Chris Wallace in those so-called debates. And he has very relevantly knowledgeable polymaths, just to list 10 of them, all say that if Trump just continues, which he has every evidence of doing so, he will 100% win. Mike Flynn, Tom McInerney, Steve Pachenik, Lynn Wood, Sid Powell, Ivan Raiklin, Roger Stone, Jerry Corsi, Julian Savin, and Miles Guo, not to be underestimated. And he's all in. because, you know, he has continually crescendoing not only tweets but also and Facebook posts, but also actions, legal actions that he's taking. The suits are still there. The Overton window, and the more we basically exposing the cults or NWOs, depending on what source you want to use, basically evil and counterfactual Overton window as widely and deeply as possible, as soon as possible, rapidly accelerate their death. Now, the one I want to talk about today was COVID, the COVIDiocy Overton window. I mean, I think there are various levels of this. And sometimes, with all due respect, InfoWars at some level falls prey to it. Even though I love you, I want the best for you, this is a way to make a good thing, a great thing, even greater. Obviously, it's not a pandemic. It's not even an epidemic. I don't think there's a single country in the world where the total morbidity for the year, actually mortality, I should say, is greater than last year. But what a lot of people and the anti-COVID-19 measures have been very well documented as being anti-health. But even the COVID-19, if you just take a good epistemological look at it, even the idea that there is a disease, COVID-19, is absurd, prima facie. There's no new symptom, no new combination of symptoms in a given patient. They try to exploit that with comorbidities. No new severity of symptoms and no new combination of severity of symptoms. What would make you even suspect that there's a new disease? There's not. And so they go looking for a pathogen, and very suspiciously, instead of sequencing it end to end, which is a normal thing you do with pathogens, they do a PCR test, and they get 37 base pairs, and on that basis, claim a 29,903 base pair genome, which is so unclear that they have to get 20 virologists together to vote on it and to fill in the blanks. And they can't even get the so-called pathogen to infect three types of human cells. They can only get it to infect monkey cells that have been, you know, treated with toxins. And if you go, you know, even further, and the people who have exposed this the best have been actually two of them have frequently appeared on InfoWars, David Icke and John Rappaport. And I could mention to people who want to look it up, there's also Dr. Andrew Kaufman, Dr. Tom Cowan, and Dr. Rashid Buttar, yeah, who was almost a guest on, but that's another issue. And then the final level is Dr. Cowan's contagion myth, which is and something I learned. I knew that even though there are our bodies, we think of them as collections of our cells, not even true. Actually, there hasn't been a single cell found ever, but even by MRIs, in a living body. Cells are actually artifacts of the curing process. You take them, you're moving them from living bodies.
Well, before we go too far down that road, Johnny, I want to sort of address some of what you're saying earlier, because what you're pointing out is what I've been pointing out on Twitter and here on this show for many, many months now, is that everything we learn about this gets reversed at some point. And even down to, as you point out, the symptoms themselves. It's like we don't have a solid, you know, set in stone set of symptoms that comes with COVID-19, how you might experience it. It seems like it's new for every single person. I mean, my uncle got COVID-19. He was like, well, I could no longer taste anything and my back hurt. And it's like, wait, what type of disease? I thought it was coughing. I thought it was dry coughs and headaches. I mean, nothing. The symptoms are out the window. The number of dead, out the window. We have no idea how many people have actually just died of COVID-19 and nothing else. It seems like a vanishingly small amount of people. We don't have symptoms. We don't have transmission information. I mean, now we're being told there's no asymptomatic spread. That never existed, which we were told forever that it did. We don't know whether masks help or not. I mean, if you listen to the mainstream media, everything gets reversed on a whim, it seems like, on a daily basis. We have no actual solid, just like set in stone information about this virus whatsoever. And yet we shut down our entire economy. We have put things forward that we know have destroyed lives, have caused a massive spike in collapsing of small businesses, bankruptcies. I mean, everything. It's like we know more about the consequences of the lockdowns than we do about the actual coronavirus itself. And yet we are destroying our entire world at the behest of this virus that we don't know the first thing about. And it's utterly absurd and ridiculous. And yet it goes on and on. And of course, you're pointing out some great resources you can go and look at and figure this stuff out. It's always great stuff. Johnny, we got to move on to some more callers, but please do call in later this week as we'll continue to take your calls daily here on American Journal. Who has been waiting the longest? Let's go now to, is it Omar in California? Yes, Omar in California, switching gears a little bit, moving back towards the topic at the beginning of the show, which was this Nashville explosion and the mystery surrounding it. Omar, you've got 2 minutes. You're on the air, sir. Thank you for calling in.
Hey, how you doing, Harrison? Thank you, brother. Love you guys. Hey, is it me or is everybody that's awake like us? It's just, this is just uninteresting anymore when these false flag things happen. It's just like, oh my God, here goes another one. Okay, whatever. Anyways, it's just distraction from what's really going on. Trump is making his moves, but I think he's being blocked from everywhere all around him. They're not letting information in. They're not letting information out. So we don't know what's really going on inside. We don't know what's getting to him, what's coming out. Another thing, we need to start calling in radio shows, conservative radio shows, and telling people on the live radio shows to get ready for January 6th, because all these conservative radio shows, actually Glenn Beck on the second day after the election started abandoning Trump and started saying that Biden was the president on the second day, I believe it was. And Rush, he's kind of still in between. He doesn't want to make the call. You could tell he's kind of like slowly giving up, and he's already made a few remarks of the, you know, the president-elect Biden. We got to start calling them in into the radio shows, you know, because they have a lot of listeners that are actually our type of people, but they just haven't got that little push. So we need to start calling in and taking over those radio shows. You know what I mean?
I completely agree. Yes, we need to spread this information. And hey, folks, we warned you. We warned you as soon as the election was over, as soon as we did the first million MAGA march in D.C., we said this is not over. This is just the beginning. You have to be prepared for a long fight. This is a fight of attrition, and we must be prepared to continue on.
As men age, they often experience a
slowdown
in vitality, energy, and overall wellness.
And that's why we made one of our most popular formulas to date, Super Male Vitality, specifically designed to assist the body in regulating proper balance to create superior vitality in males. Now look, this unique formula promotes your body's own natural responses, and it contains no synthetic chemicals and no unwanted additives.
Yes.
We're talking about ancient wisdom combined with modern technology, working together in perfect synchronicity to help you get the most out of this herb-packed formula. So what are you waiting for? Go to the InfoWars store. Never been a better time than right now. Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsStore.com.
Hey, Alex, how you doing, man?
Is this the guy that called in about Living Defense?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I've been trying to get a hold of you since Monday when I heard you got that fresh shipment of Living Defense in from Utah. I said, man, I got to get on that show and give him an update. I said, if I ever get a chance to be on Alex Jones' show, I'm going to tell the world about Living Defense and what it did for me personally. Now, look, I'm 64 years old, going on 20, thanks to this InfoWars store products. And by the way, I bought $800 worth the other night, so I'm doing what I can, brother. So what my contention is, why don't we start this new year off right with everybody getting a couple bottles of Living Defense? Now, you got to follow that up with the Micros VX. I learned that.
So it's like God working is so amazing. We didn't know. We didn't screen your call. We had no idea. And I go to you a year later, and you're here telling people about Living Defense. Living Defense. Living Defense. Living Defense.
TheResistance.video. 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 Infowars.com. Newswars.com. Band.video. And hundreds of other URLs we've launched have been banned. That's why every month we launch a new URL before they ban it. But Soros and Bill Gates and the globalists are on our tail. But the new website is theresistance.video. Theresistance.video. They're trying to block us because the truth is powerful and can defeat them. So the new URL that links right to ban.video and all of our videos and all of our documentaries and all the special reports and all the suppressed information is at theresistance.video. Share the link, theresistance.video, theresistance.video.
It's time to show them what a real alpha male looks like with one of our most powerful products ever made, Alpha Power. As you age, your body can lose testosterone over time. With the incredible ingredients in this formula, we can help you beat the test of time and assist in restoring that lost energy and mood that comes with time and age. Alpha Power's incredible ingredients can help you boost your sports performance or enhance your day-to-day life with ease while encouraging hormonal balance. Perfect by itself or with super male vitality in the true alpha male pack. Alpha Power can help boost performance, help maintain normal testosterone levels, support healthy cholesterol, and more. Let Alpha Power help bring you to the peak of your optimal health. Don't fall short on energy in the fight against tyranny. Show the world what a true alpha male looks like today with Alpha Power. Head to InfoWarsStore.com today.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
Now, that last caller, Omar from California, pointed out the fact that when one of these disasters happens, be it a mass shooting or a mysterious explosion in downtown Nashville, it is no longer the American people's reaction to immediately go to the authorities and get the true story. We know now that the vast majority of what they tell us are complete lies. And it's taken a long time to get to this point. And thank God we're finally here. But InfoWars and Alex Jones is almost personally responsible for the popularization of the idea, the concept of false flags, the idea of questioning your government, even in the most extreme circumstances. That's what's necessary to keep them in line. We told you about Bill Gates trying to block out the sun years ago, how that coincided with his other nefarious activities with vaccines and other programs of philanthropy that serve to benefit the New World Order and total enslavement of the entire planet. The New World Order itself, a crazy tinfoil hat conspiracy theory until this year when they decided to announce it and pledge allegiance to it, from the likes of Joe Biden to Kamala Harris to the mayor of Chicago and others. We told you they were going to seal the election using mail-in ballots. We told you they would release a pathogen in order to bring about their vision of the New World Order, keep people in a state of fear. We have told you about all of this, and we've been right the entire time. Why do you think they have tried so hard to bring us down and prevent us from spreading this information? It's not because this information is dangerous. It's dangerous only to them. It's dangerous to their plans, to their plots, to their designs. It's dangerous, very dangerous, to the system that they're attempting to erect as a virtual prison wall around every single individual. It is dangerous to them, but it's not, this isn't dangerous speculation. This isn't a wild anti-science type of nonsense. I mean, heck, you want that? Go to the History Channel. Learn about how the aliens founded ancient Peru. I mean, there's nonsense all over the airwaves. Doesn't come from us. Of course not. It's not anything untrue that they're trying to ban us for. It's not anything dangerous that they're attempting to shut us down over. It's the truth. It's reality. It's the fact that we are telling you about this years before the wider public gains awareness. And we thank you so much for simply having the courage to listen to us, having the courage to hear what we say, to take it in, and not be affected by the peer pressure of obey, believe, submit to the state. And this is all thanks to you, the American people. And we are supported, once again, I remind you, completely by you, by the audience. We don't get big pharma company checks. We don't get sponsorships. We don't have lobbyists in Washington. We don't have a favored position amongst the big tech elites where they push our information out. They tried to destroy us at every possible level. So without you, we will not be here. Without you going to InfoWarsStore.com, we will not continue to be able to run these programs and be able to tell you this truth. They win in that case. Don't let them win. Go to InfoWarsStore.com. Help yourself win. Do something for yourself. Do something for the American people. Do something for freedom worldwide, because this is not an American thing. This is a worldwide thing. This is not a white thing. It's not a black thing. This is not a male thing or a female thing. This is a human endeavor upon which we are embarked, and we thank each and every one of you for helping us to get here. And yes, the Christmas sale continues on. 50% off Winter Sun, 50% off Turbo Force Plus, my absolute favorite product on the InfoWars store, Turbo Force Plus. Absolutely fantastic. You will not be disappointed. I guarantee it. If you've ever wanted to try it, now is the time with 50% off, plus double Patriot points, plus free shipping. Why would you not go buy this product and replace those very sugary, fattening, unhealthy energy products that you may need to keep yourself awake in this doldrum of a world that we find ourselves in? Turbo Force is superior to all of those products, and now it's 50% off, as well as the Ultimate Krill Oil, the Lung Cleanse, the Living Defense, the Bio-PCA Plus, Chill Force Plus, Alpha Power is 40% off. These are incredible deals, and they will be going away within a day or two, I'm told. So don't wait. Make the decision now. Make the choice now to support free and independent media and spit in the face of the totalitarian psychopaths that are trying to tell you that for your own good, you must be eliminated. It's truly absurd. But that's where we are. So thank you so much for being here with us. Let's go now out to your phone calls. Once again, we go now to, looks like Jefferson in Virginia has been holding for a while. And I thank you so much for staying on the line. Sir, you are on the air, Jefferson.
Good morning, Harrison.
Good morning.
Have you heard the report out of England? I think it was in the Daily Mail about this drug from AstraZeneca called Provent Storm Chaser.
Oh, gosh. No, I have that has not come across my desk yet. What is it? Sounds terrible.
Supposedly confers almost immediate immunity on people and stops the onset of COVID-19 symptoms and illness.
Interesting.
So it's like a vaccine, but there's no vaccine components in it. It's a drug that you take an injection, and essentially you could give this to people in nursing homes. They would never need to get the vaccination. You could give it to healthcare professionals. They would never need to get the vaccination, but they'd be immune.
Wow. So guys, bring up that headline again. I'll read the headline from Daily Mail. It says, the drug that gives instant immunity to coronavirus, UK trials, new antibody therapy that can stop people who have been exposed to COVID becoming ill, and it could save millions of lives across the globe. The subtitle goes on to say, drug would offer immediate and long-term protection to patients. When it would be too late to offer a vaccine, it could be given as emergency treatment in hospital, inpatients, care home. That's very interesting. It sounds a lot like the hydroxychloroquine to me. I mean, there's any number of things that seemingly prevents COVID-19 or kills it outright. We've seen a study recently that said UV light will kill 99.9% of COVID genes or COVID germs within 30 seconds. So, hey, here's a crazy idea. Why not, instead of injecting the vast majority of the American people, 75 to 90% is what Lord Fauci has said that we must achieve, 75 to 90% injections with this experimental, untested, massive side effects, gene altering vaccine. Why don't we just install UV lights in storefronts? And when you walk through, you stand for 30 seconds, you get bathed in healthy, natural UV lights, aka the light that comes from the sun that can be mimicked here on Earth with certain particular light bulbs. There are innumerable numbers of ways that we could face this COVID-19 threat, if it were even a threat at the level that they say it is. So many things we could do to mitigate this. Instead, it's just the vaccine, just do the vaccine, and they'll literally outlaw things like hydroxychloroquine on the basis of whatever. Who knows what their excuse was to outlaw this? It's been safe and proven safe for so long and proven rather effective against COVID-19. The truth is, they're not interested in preventing COVID-19. To have hydroxychloroquine, to have a drug like this, pointed out in Daily Mail, would prevent all of the purpose of COVID-19, all of the things that they're able to roll out using COVID-19 as an excuse. They need COVID-19 in order to justify their complete enslavement of the world under these, you know, vaccination passports and all this other stuff being rolled out and promoted by people like the Washington Post. It's absolutely absurd, but it's very interesting. We'll look into that. Maybe the crew can print me out that that Daily Mail article, and we'll get to the bottom of exactly what this stuff is. Do you have any more information about this, Jefferson?
No, but I'm sure when Fauci's asked about it, he will say, well, it's under study. It's only anecdotal. Let me get back to that video that you think where that woman's winning the argument about asymptomatic spread and she's not a carrier and all that sort of stuff. She's losing. We're losing every time we have to make that argument. Okay? When you argue with propagandists and people that have sold out to the propaganda, you're losing. You're losing time. You're losing effort. She is wrong. There is a law on masks. It's under the Model States Emergency Health Powers Act. Your states, 40 out of 50 states, have voted that into law. That means a medical commissioner can make law under the Model States Emergency Health Care Act. So it doesn't do us any good to argue that there is no law. There is a law. It's an unconstitutional law. It should have been eradicated from our law books a long time ago. It was came out in 2001, and nobody did anything about it for 19 years. And that's the problem with America. We live in unconstitutional times where legislatures pass laws that are clearly unconstitutional, and no one gets to do anything about it until they're harmed by it, and then it's too late.
Well, you're exactly right about that, and it's the same thing with Police Powers Act, where it's like, okay, we're going to give our police all of this equipment, but then it'll only be used to oppress us. It'll never be used for its actual purpose. In the same way, these medical laws, they're not being used to prevent the spread of the virus. They're being used to crush competition for big business. I mean, they're being used in every way that's illegitimate, and you're right, it's totally unconstitutional. I will disagree with you to say that this woman is losing, or that it's without purpose to argue with these people, because maybe I'm soft-hearted. Maybe I've got a bleeding heart here deep in this cold, dead chest. But I think that these people out there, they think they're doing good. They think they're doing right. And if we can just pierce through their veil of ignorance and try to inject some truth, like there is no asymptomatic transmission, like if you're not sick, you can't pass it on to another person, like masks don't actually help, and here's the study, I have just a slimmer of hope that we can convince them.
Introducing InfoWars Life Pure Turmeric Extract. This is taken under the tongue. It is pure turmeric. It goes together very well with our body's ultimate turmeric formula that is taken as a powdered capsule and absorbed in the stomach and intestines. This is absorbed under the tongue into the bloodstream, and then the remaining also is then absorbed by the stomach. So it's more of an intense delivery system. The two formulas are different, but both are concentrates, and our first product got rave reviews. We've now been testing this out for several months. Some of our staff like it more than Bodies. Some like Bodies better. For me, they're both amazing for their anti-inflammatory action and so much more, and they fund the InfoWar. So get our new liquid turmeric extract exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com today. Get an additional 25% off. This is a 360 win. Turmeric is renowned for what it does for all of our bodies, for inflammation and so much more. Get yours today at InfoWarsLife.com.
It's not a secret why in leftist-controlled cities all over the world, not just the U.S., they encourage people to live in tent cities as homeless and to use drugs and alcohol and engage in petty crime. It's because the globalists admit under Agenda 21, Agenda 2030, of course, the Great Reset, they want to lower expectations. They don't want you to think of having sanitary systems everywhere. They don't want you to think of a civilization that gets better. They want you to think of civilization that gets progressively worse. The globalists fly around in private jets. They have huge private estates. They are separate from us. Their children go to private tutors. They admit this. And now they want us locked down, telecommunicating with each other so that we are not actually out physically building a pro-human infrastructure. The infrastructure that's left under 5G is meant to control robot autonomous cars and trucks. This is all their admitted plan. The public's finally listening because the plan is no longer in beta. It's gone operational. It's a post-human future. You better find out about it right now.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're watching The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch live right now at band.video.
Welcome back, folks. We have entered the third hour of American Journal. It is the 28th of December, the year 2020. It's a Monday, and I thank you all for being here with us. We'll go right out to your phone calls in just a minute, but I want to take this short 5-minute segment here at the top of the hour to cover a story that nobody's called in yet about. Yet this is sort of the biggest story of the weekend to me, because it says so much about where our culture is going and about the role of the media in that trajectory upon which we are traveling. If, of course, is a story by the New York Times. The title is A Racial Slur, A Viral Video, and A Reckoning. Now, this is a story out of Leesburg, Virginia, of a guy named Jimmy Galligan, who looks an awful lot like a librarian lady. He had a video, a 3-second video that was sent to him by a friend of a fellow classmate saying the N-word, saying a racial slur. They won't even say what the slur is in this story, but I'm pretty confident I know which one it is. I think it starts with the letter N. He gets this video of this girl, I guess, in high school saying this word, and he waits until she gets accepted into college, till she's on the cheer squad of, I believe, the University of Tennessee. And then he releases this video in order to drum up a hate mob in order to destroy this girl's life. And that's not an understatement. Destroying her life, destroying her prospects, destroying all of the hard work she did to get into the college that she desired, has made her a pariah. And now the New York Times is celebrating this and is calling him essentially a hero. Quote from him says, quote, I wanted to get her where she would understand the severity of that word. See, he's punishing her. He's holding her to account for saying a naughty word. This takes the idea of being a Karen to a whole nother level. He'll destroy your life years later for saying a word. He's not going to be honorable about this. He's not going to make a stink about it when he first sees it because it so outrages him. No, in a very cold and calculated fashion, he holds on to this blackmail in order to release it to maximally damage this young girl, this woman. He's half black, he's half white. He has a classmate named Mimi Groves. This is the young woman. He tucked the video away, deciding to post it publicly when the time was right, when it would most destroy her prospects in her entire life. They say as protests were sweeping across the nation after the police killings of George Floyd, Miss Groves, in a public Instagram post, urged people to protest, donate, sign a petition, rally, do something in support of Black Lives Matter movement. Here she is, Miss Groves, this young woman who wants to be a part of this Black Lives Matter. She's been fooled, you know, a little less sympathy. You know, if you're supporting Black Lives Matter, maybe you have what's coming to you. Maybe you don't understand the situation that you yourself are helping to perpetuate, but now you're getting the blowback and hopefully you understand who you're supporting and what type of world you're helping to create. She comes out and says, hey, I think we should all support Black Lives Matter. And they say, a comment says under this post, you have the audacity to post this after saying the N-word. Her alarm at the stranger's comment turned to panic as friends began calling, directing her to the source of the brewing social media furor. Mr. Galligan, who had waited until Ms. Groves had chosen a college, had publicly posted the video that afternoon. Within hours, it had been shared to Snapchat, TikTok, and Twitter, where furious calls mounted for the University of Tennessee to revoke its admissions officer. The consequences were swift. Over the next 2 days, Ms. Groves was removed from the university's cheer team. She then withdrew from the school under pressure from admissions officials who told her they had received hundreds of emails and phone calls from outraged alumni, students, and the public. This is hell. This is the world that we're creating. It's a world of snitches. It's a world of heartless, soulless, grabbling snitches that will hold on to blackmail from when you were a teenager, from when you were a child, and save it, and then implement it when it can most destroy your entire life. And innumerable thousands of people will pile on and attempt to demonize and destroy you for using a naughty word. This is despicable and disgusting. And the New York Times is celebrating it. They're happy that this is the world they're creating.
Winter Sun has been sold out for months. It's now back in stock. It's the highest quality vitamin D3 you're going to find anywhere. You take it under the tongue for maximum absorption or just put it in your mouth and drink it down. It's absolutely an essential vitamin, meaning if you don't have it and you have a deficiency from it, you will die. The system doesn't want you to know this. And they don't want you to know that they've lowered the allowance of what they claim you need every day to a level that makes you very, very sickly and easy to control. But now we have Winter Sun with vitamin D3 and vitamin K that helps it upload better and is also excellent for your immune system at InfoWarsStore.com. Sold out for months. I'm still going to sell it at 50% off because everyone needs it. Get it for yourself. Get it for your husband, your wife, your children, your neighbors, especially folks that work indoors and don't get any sun. It's absolutely critical to get your Winter Sun now available again at InfoWarsStore.com. Again, Winter Sun at InfoWarsStore.com is back in stock.
Merry Christmas.
You're listening to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
We're back, ladies and gentlemen, in defense of the world of men from the onslaught of the orcs and demonic creatures spilling up out of the deep crevices of evil from which they originate. It is truly epic, the conflict in which we are engaged, and it will determine the fate of the entire world. And so we welcome all of you in this battle with us. And actually, on that note, I want to go to Edward in Florida. Thanks so much for calling in, Edward, and thank you especially for holding this long. You have what you want to talk about, which is a spiritual battle, which is exactly what we are engaged in. So thank you for calling in, Edward. You're on the air, sir.
Hello, Harrison. Thanks for taking my call. Long-time listener, first-time caller. Enjoying the show. Been great. Yes, the spiritual battle. I know Alex has touched on it, you know, throughout his broadcasting, and it is. It's all, you know, it's all spiritual, and it's something we need to just remember that God is in control, and He's already, you know, planned out His will for all of time. So, you know, we have to realize that He's in control, and that we just need to seek Him and follow His lead and to do where He puts us. And
yeah, absolutely. Trust not on your own understanding, right? We want to try to, as much as we can, serve God and fulfill His will rather than our own. And a lot of people sort of go off the path on this. Even the idea of spirituality these days is muddy and murky and not well understood by a lot of people. What do you mean by the spiritual battle, and how are you engaged in this battle of the spirit? And where do you see the evidence of this? Because I see it all around, but just in your interpretation, Edward, what is the spiritual aspect that we're engaged in?
Well, I'm sure I'm not the only person that's felt it, but in the last, you know, 4 or 5 years, it just seems like a spiritual awakening has been happening where you can just tell it's like we're coming to the end. And I don't know, it's everybody I've talked to, all the Christians I've talked to, you know, have felt it. And, you know, like a great revival. And I think that's what's happening. And it's just the desire to seek the Lord more seems to be prevalent. And, you know, and I think that it's important that we put on the full armor of God to battle these things, because it's not just on the political level and the, you know, the world level, but it's also in our lives, you know, even on the smallest of scales. And, you know, just we need to pretty much gain some perspective just on our own lives and the lives of our countrymen and our country and, you know, the leaders that we choose. And it's just that there's, now is the time to seek the Lord, and we really, really need more of that. And I know that churches, you know, they're failing us, and we've been seeing that it's been getting worse and worse over the decades. And, you know, it's turning a lot of people away from God and just people wanting to see more. Is there more than just what they've taught you in Sunday school when you were a kid? Well, there is. And, I mean, for example, I happen to belong to a church. They have an online presence. It's LHCPensacola.org. And they go into the kingdom truth and talk about the deeper meaning of the teachings of Christ and about, you know, the whole message of the Bible from beginning to end. It's just it's a non-denominational teaching that it's just, I found so much more meaning in the things that God has provided and created. And I think everybody should check it out. It's really, really cool.
Yeah, thank you for that suggestion. I completely agree with you. And, you know, it's almost a weird, I mean, there's so much to say. I mean, there's an inverse understanding of religion these days where people think that the more you believe in science, the less you believe in religion. The opposite is true for me. The more I learn about science, the greater my faith is confirmed in so many different things. Same thing with history, understanding history and seeing the way Christianity came about and flourished and spread and created the civilizations that now are the best in the world. I mean, the more you know about history, the more you understand about science. It should, if you are thinking about it correctly, in my opinion, further ingratiate yourself towards Christianity, further confirm what you may have already believed, or at least give, you know, physical, tangible evidence to what you believe or observe spiritually. But there's so many things that have like almost gone in the inverse, where now there's something out there that people need and they respond to and they understand and they are drawn to. And yet they refuse to acknowledge what that thing is. What that thing is goodness and righteousness. And in many ways, the Christian God. And again, this is, even if you're atheist, but you just have a spiritual aspect to you, if you're Jew or Muslim or anything, it's about having that, or Buddhist or Hindu, it's about having that connection to the divine, having that connection to the good. And now you have things, I was going to cover this last week and I haven't thought about it this week, but there's a big controversy around this thing called cottagecore. And it's lesbians, I guess. It's an aspect of now LGBT lesbian community that is essentially like, yeah, what we do is we get together and we knit and we like keep a really nice home and we like raise children. And it's like, you're just recreating what we already had. Cottagecore, it's like, it's just this weird, like, perversion of just the normal average Christian nuclear family, but it has to be like through these layers of like LGBT understanding. It's very bizarre, but it's like we've almost gone full circle where people have sought meaning and sought belonging in these weird kind of anti-Christian humanitarian, their escape into cottagecore, calming ethos for our febrile moment. Some small animals, calico tea cozies, and not a lot of men. It's like, it's okay, you're literally just, you want to be a wife. This is all, it's like, wow, all I want is like to raise babies and garden and cook food all day and make tea. And it's like, it's not a decor trend. This isn't a hot decor trend. You're just fetishizing the Christian ethos. You're fetishizing normal nuclear family. It's very, very bizarre. But what it speaks to is this longing deep in our souls that wants this concept of home and hearth and love and unconditional respect amongst families. It's incredibly bizarre. You know, there's a great meme that's been going around where it's like, what feminists think women want? And it's the Star Wars movies, and it's like independent women. They're independent. They don't need no man. They're fighting back. They aren't feminine at all. In fact, they're just like men, but they're women. And that's what women want. And it's like, those fail. Nobody likes them. And then it's like, what women actually want? Space baby. And it's Baby Yoda. And women just love Baby Yoda because, hey, guess what? It's a baby because it looks like a baby. Yeah, I know. I'm sorry to just shatter all of your preconceptions about the patriarchy and masculinity and femininity. It turns out women don't want to see women who are just men do things that are manly. They actually like babies. They like cute things with big eyes and drinking tea and knitting. It's like, just stop thinking this is bad. Stop thinking that you have to be some, that it has to be some like subset of lesbian fetishism to just go back to where we were before all of this nonsense came in, of having like a wife at home wearing nice clothes and being pretty and fixing food for her loving family and sitting in front of the fire and enjoying, you know, an evening with hot cocoa. It's like, that's, you don't have to feel bad for enjoying that. It's not evil. You're not wrong. Those are good things. They're lovely and nice, and it's okay to like them and not have to weirdly fetishize them. But it's just so bizarre that we have now gone full circle. And, you know, as the caller talks about this spiritual battle, it's like what we have to do is engage in this and go, look, it's not wrong to love all this stuff. It's not evil to want to be like a stay-at-home mother. I mean, and and it's not evil to not want to do that either. If you're not the type of person that wants to be a mother and stay at home and cook and clean and all that, fine, don't do that. Go do it somewhere else. But where we are now is it's like young women, young girls are like, they feel bad that they just want to do what's natural. They feel like they're a part of some big evil scheme because they are just acknowledging and responding to and respecting their natural inclinations to be mothers and to be lovely. I mean, it's just, we've gone full circle, which I guess is a good thing, but we need to let people know why.
The Pope came out yesterday and announced a global government corporate alliance to redistribute wealth and create a planetary universal income, which, of course, the United Nations and global corporations will control through the apps on your phone and finally a chip under your skin. It's all now completely official, part of the UN Great Reset of the Davos Group and Klaus Schwab, all officially written about in hundreds of books by Schwab and Rockefeller Foundation, all the rest of them, Agenda 21, Agenda 2030, it's here. And only gets worse, like being fed into a wood chipper or a meat grinder, until you reject it all. And the rejection starts with realizing it's a spiritual battle, good versus evil, and stopping abortion. We must start valuing human life again. We must start saying that we are not expendable, that we are not disposable, that we are essential. Until we do that, we are all slaves. We must stand up and declare our basic God-given human rights now.
The ultimate fluoride-free charcoal mouthwash is now available at InfoWarsStore.com and DrJonesNaturals.com for the lowest price possible to complete your daily mouth cleaning routine. It is the perfect companion to the new activated charcoal toothpaste, all under our new line by Dr. Jones Naturals, that will naturally give your mouth and breath a deep clean. This mouthwash only uses the best natural ingredients like real peppermint oil, thyme oil, xylitol, and of course, high-quality charcoal. Not only fluoride-free, this mouthwash is completely free of other dangerous ingredients such as SLS, harsh detergents, BPA, and so much more. As soon as you use it, you can tell that this formula is the real deal. So get your bottle of the new activated charcoal mouthwash right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Mountain Patriot in Colorado, thank you for holding.
How you doing, Alex?
Man, I'm just working as hard as I can. We're in such a critical time, brother. How are you?
I love you, man. I want to make a quick plug. That DNA Force, I love it. I've been using it quite a while, and I just looked at the ingredients again the other day, and I see that it contains quercetin, which, according to some published studies that Dr. Merkula has cited, is an ionophore similar to hydroxychloroquine, and it helps channel the zinc into the cells. So people might want to take a look at that.
All I know is with DNA Force, we went out and looked at these high-end products that they sell through doctor clinics that aren't prescription, but the doctor sells for like $300 a bottle, because there's a lot of expensive product in them. It's really only cost them like $50. And so we basically cloned two different top brands together, and that's what produced this. So thanks for the plug.
TheResistance.video. 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 Infowars.com. NewsWars.com. Band.video. And hundreds of other URLs we've launched have been banned. That's why every month we launch a new URL before they ban it. But Soros and Bill Gates and the globalists are on our tail. But the new website is TheResistance.video. TheResistance.video. They're trying to block us because the truth is powerful and can defeat them. So the new URL that links right to Band.video and all of our videos and all of our documentaries and all the special reports and all the suppressed information is at TheResistance.video. Share the link. TheResistance.video. TheResistance.video.
Infowars.com is tomorrow's news today.
back to the American Journal. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Harrison Smith, Infowars.com, bands.video, brought to you by Infowarsstore.com. We'll go right out to your phone calls. Let me just give you some of the breaking news over the last hour. Let's see here. From Matt Couch at Real Matt Couch on Twitter, Dominion audit in Nevada shows 70% error. Allowable is 0.0005%. So, I don't know. Hard to do the math. Just several thousand times greater percentage error, 70% error. Says nothing to see here. Just accept the results and shut up. And I believe this comes from the 270-page report from Sidney Powell yesterday. Here's another headline from Just the News. Disabled child removed by police from AMC theater for failing to wear a mask. A toddler reportedly has a condition that prevents her from using a mask or a face shield. Doesn't matter. She was removed by the police in the same way that we saw that two-year-old removed from the plane just a week or so ago. Here's a new story from Popular Science. They say resharing videos of violence against black people can spark more trauma. Social media users should consider letting viral photos and footage fade after they've incited action. So there you go. Don't show video of George Floyd being murdered by police because it's scary. I don't know. It's all so stupid, but there you go. Those are some of the headlines, some of the breaking headlines over the last hour or so. More entries in the clown world diary that we're writing in real time here. Let's go back out to your phone calls. Looks like Katie in Kansas has called in. She wants to talk about wearing masks. Thanks so much for calling in, Katie, and thank you for holding. You're on the air.
Good morning, Harrison.
Good morning.
This is definitely a spiritual battle. I agree.
Mm.
But there are things we can do beyond praying and trusting in God, but those are the first things. The next things I would say would be resist the mask, first of all. I'm a registered nurse, and I can tell you the mask is not going to help anyone walking around in a grocery store or any other place, a public place. It's only going to hurt those people. Mm. They'll wind up with some sort of lung injuries over time. I think we need to educate our fellow human beings and let them know that this really is a PSYOP. This is operative conditioning. It's the first step in conditioning us to obey without questioning and without thinking. So I encourage people, I do not wear a mask in public places. I go to many stores that have mask mandate signs posted. I just ignore them. I walk in. I'm very polite. I'm very pleasant. Many times someone will follow me with a mask and try to ask me to put it on. I politely refuse. And when I have an opportunity, I do talk about the facts that these masks don't work. They don't help. They actually do harm over time. I particularly tell people in stores who are working in those conditions, who have to have a job and have to have a mask as part of their, it's required for their job, that they need to take some time and do some research on the science behind this. They should also be keeping logs of the amount of time they're wearing them on the job, because going forward, they probably will have some employment legal cases that they may be able to bring forward from the damages caused by the mask. So I do try to educate people. I think we just need to be kind. We need to be positive. We need to be helpful. And we need to encourage others who are not wearing masks in stores and public places, give them a thumbs up, tell them thank you for being normal. I do both of those things. Greet your fellow man positively and just be, you know, be God's instruments in the world. It's really sad. I look at people walking around with a mask, and I look at them with pity. I don't think of them as stupid or bad. I think of them as very pitiful, because they've been told to do this. They're afraid, and they're thinking they're obeying legitimate authority and for a good reason. And they just don't know the truth. So we need to help them there. And the other truth I would share with your audience is that many people are seeing videos, I think, on television and other sources that there's a hospital bed shortage now. I would also encourage you to look into that. The bed shortage is because many hospitals have cut their capacity dramatically.
Right.
They don't allow two people in the same room. They have distance even in hospitals now. So if you've got a quarter capacity, of what you had a year ago, then of course you're going to have people waiting to get in. So I think it's a question of capacity in many cases that's been artificially driven. And thank you for all that you do for us on InfoWars. I listen as often as I can, and really does help to educate me and to keep me going forward.
Well, thank you so much. I mean, what a great call. I can just hear from your voice. You're a good person. And, you know, it's that type of energy that sometimes we need. We can be a bit, maybe masculine's the right word. We can be a bit sort of aggressive a lot of times. But, you know, what you're saying is right, that a lot of these people, they're scared. They've been fooled. And, well, they need to be bucked up. They need to be told, hey, stop being a coward. Stop, you know, believing this crap. Stop submitting. They also need to be treated with a little bit of sympathy and told, hey, look, I know that you're scared. I know that you think all of this stuff is very dangerous and that I'm endangering you by not wearing the mask, but let me educate you. Let me tell you what I know. And, you know, then you can make an informed decision. They need to be treated in that sort of way. I think what you're saying is exactly right. And I'm right there with you. Just don't wear the mask, walk around. And when someone asks you to, you don't have to make a scene. You don't have to get all loud and crazy. You can just sort of go, nah, I'm not going to wear the mask. Thanks, but no thanks. And just sort of move on. And a lot of times that works. And if people want to keep talking about it, then you can discuss it. You know, I almost want to, it's almost like I was thinking about this show and about the call-ins and all that. And so many of our callers are so great. I mean, like Katie, like Jefferson and Johnny in Denmark. I mean, they're so informed. It puts me to shame. It's like, I don't know half of what you know. So I'm glad that we have this show where you guys can voice your opinions and spread this information that you know, that maybe you've done more research than we've even been able to do in a specific subject here or there. But I was thinking it's almost like I want to just call random numbers. I want to just have like a phone here and just boop, 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 just dial a random number and just get a random average American that doesn't watch InfoWars, that doesn't know to call in. Because when you know to call in this, you're at least aware enough that either you agree with us or you're aware who you are and you are aware who we are and you want to argue. But I really want to just know what's the average. If I just dialed a random American phone number and got somebody on the phone and just went, hey, so what do you think's going on here? What do you think about the mask? What do you think is happening? Because it's those people that are not involved necessarily politically, involved spiritually, communally. You know, they've got their own stuff going on. They tune into the news every once in a while. And I really want to know, like, what they believe and can they be convinced? And if they were presented with the right information, would they be able to change their mind? And I don't know if it's possible to get that type of caller. I think maybe we'll have to just call random numbers and just get people on the and go, hey, my name's Harrison. You're on the air to a million people on InfoWars.com across the entire world. I got a couple questions for you. What do you think about this whole mask thing? Like, I just want to know what regular people think. And, you know, we used to do a lot of like man on the street interviews. We go out and interview regular people on the street. There's no one on the street anymore. There's no one to interview. So we can't exactly do that as easily. But, you know, just, I guess sort of a cap on your point that it's like, most regular people are just, they're working with the information that they have and they have to be introduced to this new information, this other information, not in a way that challenges or convicts them of something, but instead is helping them and telling them, look, I'm out for your best interest and my best interest. Will you just listen to this information, please, and then tell me what you think?
Christmas 2020 is here, but will soon be gone. But I want to encourage all of you to recommit the year 2020, and I'm talking to myself when I say this, to exercise and to treat our bodies better and to take high-quality supplements along with a nutritious diet. We got back in stock just a few days ago a big shipment of Winter Sun, the highest quality vitamin D3 you're going to find, also with vitamin K. These are essential vitamins for your immune system. With everything going on in the world, it's important for all of us to protect ourselves. It's for children, it's for women, it's for men, it's for young, it's for old, it's for everybody. It's Winter Sun, sold out for almost 3 months, now back in stock, 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com because I want everyone to get it. Vitamin D3 is in high demand because people are learning how important it is. This is the highest quality you're going to find out there. InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsStore.com.
We here at InfoWars are proud to announce the first ever Kava Kava Root supplement that is now available at InfoWarsStore.com.
Kava is one of the hottest new breakthroughs in the natural health world today, though it has been used for hundreds of years in the Pacific Islands for its relaxation and euphoric effects. According to ancient Samoan legend, kava was given as a gift by the sun god Tagaloa, who they considered to be the supreme ruler and creator of the universe. The Samoan people would drink kava tea during social gatherings and sacred ceremonies to loosen up a little. Nowadays, kava is used around the world by many who enjoy its serious benefits. The new Kava Chill by Dr. Jones Naturals contains a full blend of not only kava kava, but other herbs including, but not limited to, German chamomile, organic skullcap, and valerian root. We do expect to sell this new product quickly, so be sure to secure yours by visiting InfoWarsStore.com.
The year 2021 is almost here, and so we're launching our New Year's specials right now. We've got two different big sales. We've got Supermel Vitality Turbo Force and Ultra 12, part of the New Year's Resolution Energize Pack, 40% off. Then we've got Bodies, Vaso Beats, and Knockout, part of the New Year's Resolution Revitalize Pack at 40% off. But if you get both of these packs together, they are 60% off with free shipping and double Patriot points. The best deal ever. I want to thank you all for your support and encourage you to go to InfoWarsStore.com today and take advantage of this. And you can't lose because it funds the InfoWar. Again, get the great products at InfoWarsStore.com and fund the second American Revolution worldwide at a time that it's more critical than ever. Again, the year 2021 is here, and I am committed to you to fight against the globalists harder than ever. So thank you so much for keeping InfoWars in the fight. Without your support, we couldn't do any of it.
It's not a secret why in leftist-controlled cities all over the world, not just the U.S., they encourage people to live in tent cities as homeless and to use drugs and alcohol and engage in petty crime. It's because the globalists admit under Agenda 21, Agenda 2030, of course, the Great Reset, they want to lower expectations. They don't want you to think of having sanitary systems everywhere. They don't want you to think of a civilization that gets better. They want you to think of civilization that gets progressively worse. The globalists fly around in private jets. They have huge private estates. They are separate from us. Their children go to private tutors. They admit this. And now they want us locked down, telecommunicating with each other, so that we are not actually out physically building a pro-human infrastructure. The infrastructure that's left under 5G is meant to control robot autonomous cars and trucks. This is all their admitted plan. The public's finally listening because the plan is no longer in beta. It's gone operational. It's a post-human future. You better find out about it right now.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're listening to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Welcome back, folks. We'll go back to your phone calls momentarily. We have Tuesday in Alabama, Ragu in Hawaii, Phil in New York, Don, Henry, and Christine. We'll get to all of your calls by the end of the show, I promise. If you aren't one of those names, you can. I probably won't be able to get you to you, unfortunately. You know, usually, when I'm doing a show, usually when I'm sitting in for Owen on the War Room or David Knight on his show, I always sort of judged how well I was doing by how many phone calls we got. It was sort of like if I'm doing a big rant and then I open up the phone numbers and two people call in, I'm like, oh God, I've lost them. No one cares. No one's listening. I don't know if that's the most accurate way to do it, but ever since they kicked us off of YouTube and these other platforms, we don't get that instant feedback. And so you sort of take what you can get in terms of feedback from the audience. And so I'm very happy that our phone lines have been lit up the entirety of this show, the entire time. As soon as we drop somebody, a new call comes in. I'm so happy that everybody out there is calling in and trying to, and wanting to say their piece. And I'm so glad that we have this opportunity to give you that platform, to speak your mind. I thank you all so much for calling in, everybody. Let me give you some late breaking news here from the New York Daily News. The last man to share a cell with Jeffrey Epstein died in a Bronx apartment after catching coronavirus at a jail for cooperating witnesses. Efrain Stone Reyes, 51, was found dead at his mother's apartment. That is, the last man to share a cell with Jeffrey Epstein has now died. Okay, so it's another one of these very lucky coincidences for the Democratic Party and the likes of Bill and Hillary Clinton. Here's another story that came out today. Police investigate after a bust of Breonna Taylor was smashed into pieces. See, if you want to smash a 100-year-old statue to the founders of our country, not only will the authorities allow you to do that, they will actually assist. They'll make sure you stay safe while they bring in the wrecking crew to destroy that piece of history, that piece of art honoring a true American hero. However, if you dare lay a hand on a statue of Breonna Taylor, prepare to be investigated, prepare to be charged with a hate crime, prepare to be thrown in jail for that act. Just utter hypocrisy. Again, just hypocrisy abounds. These people that are just like, it's just a statue, it's just stuff. That doesn't really matter. Nah, we'll never go after Thomas Jefferson or George Washington. This is about the Confederacy. This is about slavery. What do you know? You didn't stop them back then. Now they've moved on and are destroying everything that your country once held dear. And if you dare to retaliate in a like manner, prepare for the entire system to come down on you like a ton of bricks. And that's just how it is. Fauci has also come out saying the mutant coronavirus strain must be taken very seriously. We have to take it very seriously, folks. It goes on and on. It will never stop. It will never stop if we don't stop them. I hope we all understand this now. And finally, from CNBC, Amazon hires lobbyist brother of Biden White House counselor. So this White House counselor, Jeff Ricchetti is the brother of Biden's White House counselor, Steve Ricchetti, recently secured a lobbying contract with Amazon Services LLC. So you get appointed into Joe Biden's pretend imaginary presidential cabinet, and immediately your family members become lobbyists for big tech. Isn't that convenient? We're just merging the two. Big tech and government will just be one. They'll be totally unaccountable. They'll be able to steal, cheat, and lie. And if you dare sound off against it, prepare to see your internet presence restricted, if not eliminated entirely. So those are some headlines of the day. Let's go now out to the phone calls. Henry in Chicago has had the good grace to be on hold for quite a while, and I do appreciate that. I'm sorry, Henry. I got to you as quickly as possible. Thanks so much for calling in. Sir, you're on the air.
Okay, thank you for taking my phone call. I'm going to make 4 points. I hope I have enough time for 2 minutes.
Please.
Number one, under the Declaration of Independence says when the government becomes destructive, we have the right to abolish and form a new government.
Yes.
We need to start practicing that. Now, secondly, all these laws that they passed according to the Constitution that was it was ratified in 1788, we have to nullify that. And we have to write any mandates, even the Supreme Court. The Supreme Court is corrupt. And I wish the attorneys, especially Mr. Robert Barnes, understands that the Constitution is the law of the land, not the Supreme Court.
Right.
So we need to nullify them. Okay? Number three is the vaccination. We should start giving Congress and Fauci accountable for the fraud they're committing and crimes against humanity, because we can take away the immunity. We need to start fighting back the immunity of the vaccination, all the pharma companies. They are profiting from killing people. And number four, the caller that said there's no, there's nothing you can do about the mandate. Yes, you can. You use Title 18, the U.S. Code, Section 242, and because they're acting under color of law, they're violating your rights, so we can prosecute the judges and everybody else. And this is how Florida was opened up on September 1st when the attorney served in Palm Beach, Florida, served them with the papers about Section 18, Title 18, U.S. Code 242 and all of that. You can look it up. So we need to fight back. We need to take our country back. And the Constitution, people need to remember, as the law of the land, and any laws that are passed or amended by the Congress, if they don't meet the Constitution, they are unconstitutional. And we have to remember that we, the people, are who give them the power. We can take it away from them. So this is supposed to be a government for the people, by the people. So people need to start reading the Constitution. It's a book, if I can plug it in. It's called Saving the Constitution by Richard Proctor. It explains the Constitution very simple, and people can read that.
Wow, brilliant stuff, man. Henry, you're the exact type of caller I like. You've got your points. You're like, here's what we can do. Here's how we do it. Here's what legally, empowers us to do it. Here's where it's been done before. This is the type of information that could potentially save the country if we act now. And there's the book, Saving the Constitution. Absolutely powerful stuff. Anything else before I let you go, Henry?
Yeah, I hope Trump realizes the Supreme Court is not the law of the land. The Constitution is, and he has every right to get these people on sedition, arrest them, and take over the airwaves, because the FTC can only file a complaint, which I did, if it's over the air.
Mm.
You can file against the YouTube, Twitter, and all that. I put complaints, and people need to know that. You can complain for censoring you.
Yeah.
And people are not aware of it. So you can call that. The FCC only makes a complaint when the news are over the air, but not on cable, which is kind of sucks.
Mm.
You know?
Yeah. They have different laws, yeah.
Yeah, we need to start demanding, hey, it's a government for the people, by the people, and get rid of this corrupt congressman or whoever it is. And Trump has to do something, because if he's not, we need to bring back 1776 and, start abolish this government.
The answer to 2020 is 1776, man. Very well said, Henry. I'd love to keep you on longer, but I promised these other people I'd get to them. Please do call back. You always have great information. I recognize your voice from some of the times you've called in before, and I do appreciate your preparedness in laying all of this out for us, and I hope people do more research in what you mentioned, Title 18, Section 242, Saving the Constitution, all incredible stuff. But I got to move on to Don in Illinois. Thank you so much for calling, Don. The root of our problems are lobbyists. I couldn't agree more. You have 1 minute, Don. Thanks for holding. You're on the air.
Hey, Harrison. Hope you had a fantastic Christmas with your family.
I did. Thank you.
Yep. The only thing I have to say is that, really money is the root cause of all evil. And we have to start to realize that, even with our, elected officials. And that's what it has become. Mm. It even says it in the Bible. I mean, it says in 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 4, they are conceited and understand nothing. They have an unhealthy interest in controversies and quarrels about words that result in envy, strife, malicious talk, evil suspicions, and constant friction between people of corrupt minds who have been robbed of the truth and who think that godliness is a means to financial gain.
Wow. It's so incredible. What we're facing now is unprecedented in its scale, but it's the same struggle humanity has been involved in since Adam first left the Garden of Eden. I mean, it's the struggle of good versus evil, of God versus Satan, and we're empowered by God when we try to fight Satan.
InfoWarsStore.com.
Just in time for Christmas, one of our best sellers, sold out for months, is now back in stock, Living Defense. Now, ladies and gentlemen, this is a next level probiotic. It's not a bacteria that breaks your gut. It's a whole bunch of known herbalist ingredients that are organic, that are documented historically to do amazing things for the health of your gut. What is in Living Defense? Back in stock, the ultimate stocking stuffer, the ultimate thing to put under the Christmas tree this year, and a great New Year's resolution as well. It's got the grapefruit seed extract. It's got the grape seed extract. It's got organic black walnut leaf and stem. Then the regular black walnut when it's green from the whole, organic olive leaf, organic neem leaf, organic ginger root, and so much more. We're really proud of this formula. It's groundbreaking. It's been sold out for months. Back in stock. Natural Defense at InfoWarsStore.com. Makes a great stocking stuffer. Makes a great present. Makes a great present to yourself and your family. And it funds the InfoWar. So get your Living Defense now. 50% off with free shipping at InfoWarsStore.com for Christmas in the new year.
InfoWarsStore.com.
The post-industrial world. That's what George Herbert Walker Bush signed on to at the Rio de Janeiro Agenda 21 conference back in 1992. Now they've launched Agenda 2030, which is a post-industrial world. Klaus Schwab of the Davos Group, Trudeau, the Prime Minister of Canada, they're all on record saying the Great Reset is Agenda 2030. Well, you might want to find out what Agenda 2030 is. It is the destruction of society as we know it. It is making the population poor by design so we can be controlled with a medical technocracy over you and your family. They are destroying civilization, rebuild it in their dystopic image. We are fighting this at InfoWars.com and NewsWars.com. We are fighting for a pro-human future, and we need you to get the facts, to research it, and share it with others, and join the fight. God bless you. Visit us, spread the word at InfoWars.com.
Webster's Dictionary has a very simple definition of terrorism. Other dictionaries have similar ones. Terrorism is the threat of force or actually carrying out force for a political or financial reason. It's basically scaring the hell out of people until you submit to them. And that's exactly what all this overblown COVID-19 garbage is. You see the headlines from CNN, ABC News. Doctors say it's worse than they ever thought. COVID more devastating than they could ever imagine. They told us that 2.5 million people would be dead just 8 months ago within 3 months. Okay? It's 250,000 if you count all of the people that died of other things. We're talking 96% had comorbidity. These are real numbers. These are real facts. This is the Chicken Little event where we all run in our houses, never come out, and are taught we're not essential, while the big box stores and Amazon take over the planet. Rebuke it. Stand up against it. This is slavery. It is not something you can put up with and survive.
Mountain Patriot in Colorado. Thank you for holding.
How you doing, Alex?
Man, I'm just working as hard as I can. We're in such a critical time, brother. How are you?
I love you, man. I want to make a quick plug. That DNA Force, I love it. I've been using it quite a while, and I just went, looked at the ingredients again the other day, and I see that it contains quercetin, which, according to some published studies that Dr. Merkula has cited, is an ionophore similar to hydroxychloroquine. And it helps channel the zinc into the cells. So people might want to take a look at that.
All I know is with DNA Force, we went out and looked at these high-end products that they sell through doctor clinics that aren't prescription, but the doctors sell for like $300 a bottle because there's a lot of expensive product in them. It's really only cost them like $50. And so we basically cloned two different top brands together, and that's what produced this. So thanks for the plug.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
InfoWars.com, tomorrow's news today, next year's news today, and your phone calls throughout. It's the American Journal final segment. I got four calls to get to, so I am going to ask the callers to keep it as brief as possible in consideration for those others who have been holding just as long as you. Let's go to Phil in New York. On Trump's options, what has he got, Phil? You're on the air.
Oh, God bless, Tuck. I was about to call you, Tucker.
Oh, I'm honored. I'm honored.
How are you? How was your Christmas?
Quite good, thank you. I hope yours was good, too.
And now to get back to everybody else, because I know we only have a brief time, I want to point out some things, and some callers actually brought up other points that have been irking at me. Trump needs to stop listening to everyone around him. They are all corrupt. Yep. Stop asking for advice and just do. He is the commander-in-chief, and yes, there will be backlash that he can deal with later. Insert the Insurrection Act. Be the commander-in-chief we know he can be. To the caller about the COVID, and to add to the people's complaints about loss of taste and headaches, there's two simple digits, 5G. How do you know your loss of taste had to do anything with a cold? They are frying our taste buds out of our mouth. Now getting back to the other caller that had something to say about false flags. Absolutely, this is a false flag. They're blaming it on some crazy 50-some-year-old guy that lost his mind and went and blown thing up. But let's point out the obvious. The truck is still there that supposedly had the explosives in it. He was still there. They found his DNA, and there is absolutely no crater. I totally kind of think there's something on to the EMP lines of the things. We can't say for sure what's going on. And just to piss off the Patriots, it's Nashville, Tennessee. They're going to think we're just going to react with violence because that's all they do is violence. That's all they know is violence. And blame innocent people like they do so well so many times over. God bless everyone. Have faith in Christ. Christ came once to warn of all this. There will be a second coming of him to come take us all home. And we just have to have faith that God is going to fight this war and we will win this war as long as we form together, be there on the 5th and 6th. And hopefully before then, President Trump is going to be a president and stops listening to the corrupt politicians. The judicial system can totally be rearranged. All of the Senate can be completely rearranged.
Yes, sir.
Citizens.
He's got lots of options. I completely agree with you. He is the commander in chief. He's got to act on it. It's entirely up to him now, and he's got to know that the American people have his back. Fantastic call. Thank you so much, Phil in New York. I hope you call back again some other day. Let's go now to Christine in California. Thank you so much for holding, Christine. You're on the air.
Hi. Well, that person who called in saying that cells have never been seen, even on an MRI. MRIs are not designed to show things at that level of magnification. It's the microscopes that show cells and bacteria. It took the electron microscope to be able to show a virus. Mm. And some of these scanning electron microscopes can go down to the level of molecules and atoms. Now, I've run into this kind of idea before about there being no such thing as a virus, and the germ theory is just a theory and all that stuff. And I don't know why it retained that name after it's so thoroughly established. But yes, of course, the body, the milieu in which the pathogen operates is going to influence the ability of the pathogen to do something to you, but that's not all there is to it. And I run into this idea in a group on Facebook, and what I see is that if you buy into this, then the next logical step is forget disinfection, forget washing your hands, forget hygiene in general, except insofar as you don't want to look like a slob, mud on your face and stuff. But, you know, a quick rinse is not necessarily going to do you much good. Now, this in turn, the improvements of hygiene made a big step in cutting back in the ravages of diseases.
Right.
And in fact, in the Middle Ages, a lot of Jewish communities, because of their quarantine concepts and greater cleanliness, escaped some plagues, a lot of the damage of some plagues. So that these other people who were just totally filthy got all the time, and then they were falsely suspected of having something to do with it. If they didn't get sick, and other people did.
Right, right. Because they have sort of ritualistic cleaning. Yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about. Actually, I just had a long conversation with my sister about germ theory and the opposition to that, which is called terrain theory. And back in France in the 1800s, you had Beauchamp and Pasteur sort of both with competing theories as to what caused sickness, and sort of Pasteur won out and germ theory was established. But now people are going back and they're looking at Beauchamp, I'm not sure how to pronounce it exactly, but they're looking back at his information. They're saying, well, there's actually something to this. There's something to this idea that viruses are attracted to corruption. They don't necessarily cause the corruption in the same way that rotted fruit will attract flies. It doesn't create the flies. The flies don't come from the fruit. It attracts the disease. It's all very interesting, and I suggest if you want to look this up, it's called terrain theory, is the alternative to germ theory. But I think, yeah, a measured observation of all of this is that germ theory clearly is valid and true, but it's not the be-all end-all, and it's definitely worth it to pay attention to, you know, your own health, to not give the diseases a place to roost and something to be attracted to, which is the unhealth of the host that actually attracts the viruses. It's all very interesting. Germ theory versus terrain theory in relation to the coronavirus. That's the article there. There's one from Wired where they say Beauchamp was totally blown out of the water. Nobody believes anything of his. And then the article goes on to talk about, well, actually he was right. Now a lot of his beliefs are actually well understood by the medical community of today. It's a very interesting topic. We could do a whole show on it. We got to move on. Thanks so much for the call, Christine. Let's go now to Raghu in Hawaii. He wants to talk about a new political party, or she, I don't know. Raghu, thanks for calling in. You're on the air.
Well, big aloha from Hawaii. Yes, my name is Raghu Jufre, and we have a new political party. It's on the ballot. It is called the American Shopping Party. And the goal is very simple and fun. One day a month, we all come together. We buy local American made. One day a month makes it very easy for the stores and shops to do. And what we're doing is, it's a Black Friday meets 4th of July every month for our small businesses and American made.
I love
here
it.
In Hawaii, we wanted to get 300,000 residents committed to be there for our local businesses each and every month. And here in Hawaii, the multiplier, of course, was we have 1 million residents against what used to be 10 million tourists. And so if we had gotten as little as just 10% of them, we would have had a 200 or 300% more business for local business. But the real goal was to go national.
Yeah.
And
Our formula is 15% of the people, which comes out to 50 million Americans dedicated there for small business and American made on that one day, that first Friday.
Buying local. I love it. You know, it's that it's the old saying, right? You vote every day with your dollar. If you're sending it to Target, if you're sending it to Amazon, guess what you're also supporting? It's the new world order and the total usurpation of national power under corporate power. And, you know, Austin here has a saying, keep Austin weird. People don't know that was originally a statement put out by the city council to encourage local shopping, saying, you know what's not weird? Walmart and Target and these big box stores, those aren't weird. We want to support the weird little stores, the little nook and cranny stores, little mom and pop shops. That's what makes a place vibrant and cultural and worth living in. I think that's absolutely great. The American Shopping Party in Hawaii. Thank you so much for that call, Raghu. Call back again. We'll keep you on for longer next time. But in the last minute of the show, I got to go to Tuesday in Alabama. Wants to talk about vitamin D and gardening. Tuesday, you have the floor for 1 minute. What do you got?
Hey, how are you doing?
Quite well, thank you.
All right, this is my first call. I've been listening for the entirety of this year. But there was a couple things I wanted to touch on other than that, but I'll be quick. The whole gardening thing, I think it's really important for people to learn how to grow their own food.
Mm.
Not only that, but they need to look into nutrition. nutrition is really important. If I tell anybody about a seed, it would be the moringa tree. And it's basically the most nutritious food on the planet. They literally call it the miracle tree or the tree of life. All of the tree is edible, from the leaves, the bark, the seed pods can actually purify water. So it's really cool, and it can be grown in pods.
So tell us what that is again, the moringa tree?
Yes.
Moringa tree.
M-O-R-I-N-G-A.
Awesome. Well, I'll tell people to look out for that. I completely agree. People need to know how to grow their own food. They should have chickens in their backyard. They should have goats. They should be getting their own milk. I mean, self-sufficiency and decentralization is the only thing that is going to solve any of this for us. And hey, if anything else collapses, at least you have your own food supply, food source, and ability to sustain yourself without the necessary complications of supply chains and all that other nonsense. Thank you so much for the call Tuesday in Alabama. Folks, this will do it for us for the American Journal. The Alex Jones Show starts momentarily. This is Harrison Smith begging you, asking you, please, very kindly, go to InfoWarsStore.com, support what we do here. We want to be around for a long time to come, no matter which direction this country goes, hopefully in an upward direction towards the stars. We'll be back with Alex Jones in just a minute.
TheResistance.video. 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 Infowars.com, Newswars.com, Banned.video, and hundreds of other URLs we've launched have been banned. That's why every month we launch a new URL before they ban it. But Soros and Bill Gates and the globalists are on our tail. But the new website is TheResistance.video, TheResistance.video. They're trying to block us because the truth is powerful and can defeat them. So the new URL that links right to Band.video and all of our videos and all of our documentaries and all the special reports and all the suppressed information is at TheResistance.video. Share the link, TheResistance.video, TheResistance.video.
Cognitive dissonance is a major issue amongst the left. It can be very stressful dealing with facts you refuse to accept. If you have a family member suffering from this degenerative mental condition, buy them a bottle of Ultimate Fish Oil from InfoWarsStore.com. Studies have suggested that fish oils and fish oil supplementation can slightly lower blood pressure, decrease triglyceride levels, decrease the growth rate of plaque, and provide a soothing reduction in inflammation. Inflammatory responses in joints and the digestive system. Recent studies have suggested that high EPA and DHA fish oil can stimulate immune function by increasing the concentration and activity of immune cells. It worked for my family, and now I can have a logical and calm discussion about actual facts that pertain to reality. Get your ultimate fish oil for a friend, family member, or yourself at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.